Hey, what's poppin'? Here comes Drew and Mike show for another exciting October week in 2020. It's, Mark's here. Brandon is here.
It sounded like you had a thought there.
I did.
Decided against it.
And I'm here. It was just such a crazy weekend. This is what, you know, I've been saying for years, if it's in the last 15 years, I can't tell you what year it was. It could be 1 year or 14 years ago. But 2020 will, everything will radar in clearly under 2020. This year is just so weird.
Yeah.
And crazy. Lions game today. Oh, brother. They lose 35-29, but boy, they were in position to win the game with that two-point conversion, so Matty Patty was trying to outcoach his way to a win. I still disagree with the call.
With which call?
They're going for two. I mean, when you get it, you can't really bitch, but...
No, I'm sure a lot of people didn't like it. I told you when it happened that analytics say to do that, because if you don't get it, you get another chance to do it if you think you can get it from 50% from where you are.
Well, the reason I really care about the analytics is because it's 100% if you score two touchdowns, you're going to overtime.
Is it?
Yeah, because you'll make your extra point.
Well, I mean, that's not always a given either.
Oh, I think it's pretty well given. I mean, what's the chance of getting 2 points?
Well, that depends on how well you think you can do it.
I thought it was 40%. I mean, you could blow 2 points twice, and nobody'd be shocked. But if you missed an extra point kick, people would be shocked. If you don't know what we're talking about.
But honestly, what do they have to lose? I like being aggressive.
The numbers, if they think they're out of it already and they should take crazy chances, then what the hell?
I don't know. I disagree. I don't think it was that crazy of a chance.
Well, they made it, so, I mean, there's no point in bitching about it. Didn't matter in the end anyway. But they lost 35-29. They were up 14-0. They've now been up over 10 points in three games and lost them this year.
Sounds about right.
Which, most teams don't do that a couple times in a year. I don't know what to say. I mean, they got the turnover on the first play after scoring the opening touchdown, and they score. It's 14-0 with, what, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
Off the clock.
I had the game on, and Charlie goes, because I was actually in the bathroom with Annie, but Char goes, "Daddy, the Lions are up 14-0. This game's over." I said, "Oh, honey, I've seen a lot of football. This game is far from over." So when it went up 21-14, I said, "Hey, Char, they're losing." She's like, "What?"
Yeah. Saints scored 35 straight points. They scored 5 straight possessions. The Lions defense, there's just no...
Awful.
There's no adjective. There's no excuse. This is supposed to... Matty Patty is supposed to be the defensive wizard, and he is not. Not here, he's not. And I don't know why he's pointing to games 5 years ago.
Defense! Defense! Defense!
I mean, they have expended... If you look at draft picks and free agent money, they've spent a lot on defense, and they got nothing.
They spent a lot.
And these, I'm watching Kamala.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala? Is it? Wait, am I pronouncing like the vice president's name?
Kamara?
Or the future vice president's name?
Calling Kamara Harris?
Kamara Harris. No. What's his name?
Elvin Kamara.
Kamala? Yeah. Okay, this is a third round draft pick. And he's just slicing and dicing and scoring touchdowns. And, you know, he's having a hellacious year for New Orleans.
We have three running backs that are all the same. What are you talking about?
Alvin!
Our best back is a 35-year-old we just picked up. The two second-round picks, I don't know. Anything special there?
No, that's about right.
I mean, they're all okay. But, I was watching Jacobs for the Raiders.
Yeah.
There's another guy, 24th pick in the draft, and he's a stud.
That's why you never draft running backs early.
Who's that dude?
Because you can find him late, or you can get a 38-year-old.
I like AP. I'm excited for him. I hope he gets a lot of yards and touchdowns this year, whether they go 4-12 or 8-8 or whatever. Anyway, just a crazy, stupid game. And I think against Stafford, threw a big interception in the end zone.
Yeah.
Had a chance to get up 7 and get back in that game or take the lead again. I just don't even know what to say.
They're not good. They're not good. They have this bye week, though.
Oh, boy.
He's not going to get fired during a bye week.
Shouldn't they save the bye week, you know, for a time when they inevitably become, I don't know, diagnosed with COVID-19, and then they have to switch their game to a bye week?
Yes, they should. 100%. You're right.
Boy, that really throws a wrench into the whole fantasy football world, doesn't it, Brandon?
Yeah, it does. I'm telling you, you should see my neighbor Marcus. He's been having a meltdown over his teams. He can't believe what's going on in his 26 years playing fantasy football. Nothing like this has ever happened.
Or in his life.
In his 26 years. My 26 years of fantasy football. I love that. Mm-hmm. Saints had six starters out. They lost two during the game. I mean, they're on the road. Of course, there's no crowd.
Michael Thomas doesn't even play. Yeah, the best receiver in the game.
It's just complete insanity. They're just bad. They're just really bad. They're not getting any better either. I swear they're getting worse over time. From 9-7 to 6-10 to 3-12 to this year, they've got Stafford back, and they're still. And I just swear, he just doesn't make the big plays when you have to have him.
Stafford just doesn't. Terrible today.
Drew Brees does.
He's terrible, yet what did he throw? Two touchdowns? Or three touchdowns and a two-point conversion, yet he was terrible.
Wasn't very good.
Yeah.
Drew Brees makes the big plays. They need two first downs at the end. They got him. And when we need him, we don't get him. It's just, but, I mean, the Saints winning without six starters is nothing like winning without 21 people out with COVID and four coaches, like Virginia Tech, second week in a row. We had 23 out last week. We've got to be leading the world in COVID. How are we even playing these games?
It is amazing. It's amazing that they're 2-0.
I know, but why would they be playing with 21 guys out? Wouldn't you think they'd cancel the game?
Well, they have, what, 125 guys in a roster.
Nobody cares.
A lot easier, right?
They had no cornerbacks.
Yeah.
No defensive backs. None. No starters. All of them out. But they have this great transfer from Kansas named Khalil.
Yeah, I saw
Herbert. What in the hell are you talking about?
Some return at kickoff.
208 yards, and he had 130 on kickoff, two kickoff returns.
Did you ever figure out how to watch the game? There was some wild texting going back.
Whatever.
No, no?
No, it doesn't matter. Just okay. Drop the subject, please.
Right. Sorry. I didn't know it was that painful.
I wasted a lot of time. Florida beat USC. Texas lost, number 9. Number 24, Pitt, lost to NC State, who the Hokies beat with 23 less players.
Check it out. Michigan moved up two spots in the poll without even playing a game.
How about that?
Stupid.
Georgia beat Auburn 27-6. Yeah. Iowa State beat Oklahoma. That's the first time Oklahoma's lost two games in a row since 1999.
Yeah, that was a great game.
I didn't get to see it.
I'm the one that brought back football. By the way, I brought back Big Ten football.
You sure
did.
It
was me, and I'm very happy to do it. And all right, people of Ohio are very proud of me.
Okay. Well, and gee, was there any other news this weekend?
I don't think
there was. Okay, good, because I got to talk about the DDA in Royal Oak. People are spending their $20. Wow, people have gone wild over there because there's just a couple weeks left for most people before their money expires. And people spent around $10,000 this weekend. Pretty cool. And, of course, they've got the new contest going on.
$10,000.
On Instagram, @downtown_Royal Oak. Post a photo to your Instagram feed of your favorite spot in Royal Oak. Just take a picture in front of it and tag @downtown_Royal Oak and use a hashtag #MIDowntownDay. That's #MIDowntownDay. Five winners will be selected at random. You get $1,000 in downtown dollars to use at participating local businesses. How cool is that? Head to Royal Oak's Instagram page to follow along and learn more. And don't forget to visit downtown Royal Oak. Always. Contest goes till October 11th. And since 2017, Hope Not Handcuffs program has helped 4,600 people get the help and resources they may not have gotten otherwise for drug problems. Regardless of what it is, heroin, painkillers, cocaine, anything, the police will treat you with compassion and call a volunteer angel who will show up and assist with paperwork and making calls to get someone placed into treatment that day, whether it's you or a friend. And they've got over 100 participating police stations. HopeNotHandcuffs.com, HopeNotHandcuffs.com. First step doesn't have to be the hardest. There is hope. Go to HopeNotHandcuffs.com to learn more and take the step towards recovery. And I don't think we've been off the air long when it was revealed that the president has COVID.
Oh, boy.
What's the chance of that? Actually, pretty good, because it seems that there's about 10 people close to him that had it. Although, you know, you think when everyone's tested, if they come near you, that you wouldn't get it, but it's not that easy. So he got
What are they pointing to? The Rose Garden ceremony?
Slow the testing down, please.
It sounds like everyone was there, but who brought it there?
Probably
they're all tested.
Probably that president of Notre Dame with the way things are going. That's going there, COVID. Oh, yeah, he was there. He wrote an op-ed, too, about how, you know, school over, you know, it is what it is. And then he showed up at that road. And then he admits, oh, it's crazy. I was wrong.
Well, I got to tell you, I was getting so pissed. I just turned it off on Saturday because, you know, I understand that, you know, people that don't follow doctors or listen to doctors don't believe in science. Well, it seemed that this time it was the journalists that don't believe in science because they don't want to believe doctors. They have to go to White House people. And anonymously, Mark Meadows apparently told these journalists that Trump was not out of the woods yet and that he's got a long way to go and that, you know, I don't know what else he said exactly. And that people just leaped all over it. And by the way, they gave up Mark Meadows.
Yeah.
His anonymity was quickly disclosed. Funny how that works.
Yeah.
How some people get given up really easily and some don't. But
anonymous.
So he was getting ragged on today. And I watched the press.
Did you see Trump left the hospital today?
No.
Yeah, no, he did. He left the hospital, put a mask on, and did a drive-by for all the fans outside and went back up in the hospital.
That's right.
What kind of an idiot is cheering on a political candidate outside a hospital? Are you fucking kidding me?
Hey, people love him, man.
That's a cult.
I know them well. I know so many of them.
That's got to be a cult.
I'm not going to say it because I'll get shit for it.
They're good people.
No, I'm not saying because it's Trump. I'm saying anybody who would send... Can anybody in our audience say, oh, yeah, I'd be outside the hospital waving my flag? No, who knew he was getting out today? Nobody knew that. They were there on Saturday.
Yeah.
Waving flags and whatever.
These people are sick.
So I'm watching the press conference. And first of all.
Which one?
Saturday.
Okay.
And some of the questions were just hilarious. Has the president been admitted as a patient to the hospital? They're outside. Walter Reed, discussing him in the hospital upstairs in the presidential suite. And they want to know, has he been admitted as a patient to this hospital? Then somebody want to know, why wasn't the first lady admitted? Well, obviously there's nothing wrong. She's okay, or she would be admitted.
Well, but I would say that I think that question is asked because, you know, he was admitted as a precaution. Like, everything's fine. It's just a precaution.
The virus.
So I think the question is, well, why just for him? Why not the first lady?
Well, are they even her? I know, are they her doctors?
Hmm?
Are they her doctors, too?
I don't know.
It just seemed like a stupid question. I mean, of course, if there was... The threshold is so low that I would think if she was in any kind of danger whatsoever, they would admit her.
Stupid question.
Actually, you know, I thought the best... And right after the press conference, it was really funny because I watched both channels and Fox News was like, well, it sounds like he's doing great. He may be out Monday. Or blah, blah, blah. And then CNN was like, oh, he's got a long way to go. And this guy from the White House is saying this and this. And
stop it.
I thought the most.
Well, the fact of the matter is anytime a president gets sick, it's there's lots of lies. There's a bunch of lies about their health because you don't want people freaking out about the president being ill.
I don't remember. I don't remember many presidents being in the hospital. But I like when Reagan got shot. I don't remember there being a big fight over what was wrong with him or what wasn't wrong with him. I mean, this is everything now. Well, everything is fucking nuts now.
Did you know about Kennedy? I mean, wasn't Kennedy ill with something? Didn't he have a disease? And they hid that. They hit FDR.
Addison's disease.
They hit FDR in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
Hoover was a total disaster, and nobody knew it.
Well, back in the
Reagan had Alzheimer's, and we didn't even know it.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of what
that's a long time ago, but
it's kind of what we expect. I give that doctor a lot of credit for really spinning the question about if he received oxygen or not. Did you hear that answer?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard everything.
He did not have oxygen on Thursday. He did not have oxygen today.
Friday.
No, he said the Thursday, today meaning Saturday. And then he said on Friday, he did not have oxygen here at the hospital with the whole team, which the word was he had oxygen at the White House and on Marine One.
Well, today I had CNN on Dr. Gupta, who is not the president's doctor, so he would be in the same position as Dr. Stuart Fisher, said he is much sicker than he lets on. And the anchor, while segueing to another guest, they had a big panel, said the president is extremely ill. I can only go by what the doctors say, and I saw him on, and I'm not, I don't feel like I'm defending him. He looked pretty good, I thought, although people said they edited a cough out.
Yeah.
Did anybody see the editor
and
hear that?
And, you know, he was working throughout the day, those two photos of him working throughout the day. Someone checked the metadata on it. The pictures were like 10 minutes apart.
Oh.
But he took his jacket off in between, and then he signed a blank piece of paper. I mean, I'm sorry, but he kind of invites this, doesn't he? Doesn't he kind of invite it more than, say, another president?
Well, he doesn't. Trump is a mule. He really is a mule.
Oh, no, I wouldn't.
There's no stopping him. He is just one of those guys, nothing wrong with me, I'm fine. I don't know if he invites people speculating on what people who aren't doctors say. I mean, that's what people have been bitching about.
I'm not talking about doctors. I'm talking about the pictures and the signing and the videos. Huh. I mean, I don't think a doctor took the pictures. Or maybe they did. Maybe a doctor did take the picture and the video.
What do you mean, invites? What about the pictures?
Just doubting people.
Oh, yeah, people.
Doubting this administration. And it started on day one when he talked about the size of the crowd.
I think people would doubt any president because half the people hate the president, half the people love the president. I think it's going to flip around. If Biden gets elected, and by the way, Biden, there's a new poll that Biden's had 14 points. So this is probably just a moot subject. There was another poll that he's up 10 points. He is, I don't know how in the world Trump could win at this point.
He's up in Pennsylvania and Florida. He could easily win.
I cannot remember how many polls there have been, but it's something like 119 polls. He's been winning in one of them. This is a while back, but I mean, every single poll but one has him losing by a pretty significant amount. 14 is, that's a lot of points. And that's a Wall Street Journal, NBC poll, I believe. Or maybe it's ABC. But there are two big polls this weekend. And the debate performance, he got big-ass thumbs down. So maybe Mike Pence can lift him up on Wednesday Kamala Harris.
Yay. Oh, that's the VP one is on Wednesday, huh?
Yes.
I did not know that.
I don't know why the VP one is always kind of funny to me.
Because VPs don't matter.
Right. I mean,
don't matter.
It'll probably, well, they do. They should.
Why? They don't do anything.
Because they could be president. When you got a 78-year-old and a 75-year-old, Trump's 74, actually. I got a really weird thought today about Trump. And I'm not joking about this. Let's just say that the polls are correct and he loses to Biden, whether it's significant or fairly close. I don't think at this point it doesn't appear it's going to be really close. Huh. But it could be. You never know. I mean, anything could happen. Who knows? Polls aren't the final polls. But let's just say he loses to Biden. Biden inherits kind of a tricky situation with COVID. New York's becoming a mess again, by the way.
Yeah, I think all states have increased. Wasn't this the most daily positives?
Today was the worst. I think today's the worst day, or was it yesterday? In 2 months?
Highest daily rate in almost 2 months, yep. Three have declined.
Maybe I'm being naive, but what would Biden do in New York that's any different? And you got two very pretty rigid guys in Cuomo and de Blasio who are fighting
the coronavirus.
Fighting this thing, and it just continues. In fact, New York's going to go down to essential workers, I think, in 10 counties, 9 counties. I mean, that's not Trump's fault. So how much can Biden really change everything? Of course, a vaccine will be hopefully close to come. But it's a tricky economy. And this is just for my argument. Let's just say it goes, not so well for Biden in the 4 years. Would Trump run again in 2024?
Maybe.
Or Junior.
Brandon, that's exactly the thought I had when I was thinking about it this morning.
Or Junior.
No, not Junior.
I don't think Junior has the panache. I don't think he has the
really?
The charismatic. No. Yeah, he's not charismatic.
He hasn't done shit. He hasn't done anything. I mean, at least Trump built a lot of big buildings.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of fancy. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying it's impossible.
But how old is Trump? 78 then?
Yeah.
Yeah, 78.
No way. He wouldn't have.
You don't think he would try to run?
He's really knocking into that finite power bar that he has.
He's a mule. And I'm not saying because I want him to run. I'm just saying I could see him if the country flounders or the economy flounders.
Here's the real interesting question is, would the Republicans want him to?
No, I don't think they would.
They didn't really want him to win the nomination.
I don't think with Trump it matters if they want him to. They didn't want him to run in 2016.
No, I know. Well, yeah.
So I'm not really taking all that into account. I'm just saying if it doesn't go so well, I mean, we'll see. But I was thinking, I was trying to think, what does Trump remind me of? I mean, he's just unstoppable. And I was just thinking of a mule. And for some reason, I was like, wait, what is a mule exactly? And I looked it up. A mule is a hybrid of a horse and a donkey. And it has hybrid vigor because it has the best characteristics of both. I didn't realize that. I had no idea. And they're also impotent because they're an odd number of chromosomes. They've got like 63 from the horse and 62 from the donkey.
You really did a deep dive on mules, huh?
I didn't read that much, but I don't know. It was just a weird. It's just weird because I always think of mules as something that won't stop, something that just keeps coming, coming, coming. And
Johann Franzen.
There you go.
Yeah. Something like that. The mule. Although the mule stopped.
Yeah, unfortunately.
The mule's completely stopped. Man, what a bummer. Sounds like he's a mess, too. I mean, it just sounds very, very difficult.
Last we heard.
So, yeah. That story, I mean, it's just been insane. Have you guys been watching the news much?
Oh, my God, yeah. Those 2 days was crazy, you know? And then just the random names that would pop up, like Chris Christie or Kellyanne Conway.
Oh, Kellyanne
Conway.
Mike Lee. Yeah.
Kellyanne Conway's 15-year-old. What is she doing online? How do her parents allow her to go online and continually humiliate them?
I don't know. They got to take that phone away.
She goes on her friend's phone. That's what she did last time.
Yeah, she's got the password. It's her account.
I think that's so ridiculous that Kellyanne Conway basically gets busted for having COVID by her 15-year-old daughter, who seems to just hate both parents and trashes them both. I mean, why would anyone that age be on COVID, especially a daughter of someone who has an important job?
Be on COVID? What do you mean?
On social media, you mean?
Yeah, on social media.
She did announce the diagnosis on TikTok, right?
Yeah. Well, I think she outed her before she got diagnosed. She's like, my mom, Trump tested positive. My mom's walking around coughing all day.
How would you like to have a kid like that?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, and of course she's hot. So she has a bazillion followers. Yeah. And she also has every journalist under the sun following her because she might make news. Yeah, and she did.
It's going to get balls deep in your mom tonight.
Oh, brother. Oh, my God. I don't know what I would do.
And she's screaming for attention from her family. Know, that's all she is, really. Because I think both of, you know, her dad, he's really leading a charge on, is it the Lincoln Project? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
And, I mean, that's a huge social media push. He's busy, busy, busy doing that. Meanwhile, Kellyanne is always popping up on her, you know, on these news networks and doing her thing for Trump. And I just think that she wants attention from her parents.
Well, they both stepped down because of her. So,
yeah, Kellyanne's not working for her.
Well, Conway's not. He stepped down from the Lincoln Project, too, to take care of the family. So, I don't know. And apparently, it's not working.
As far as those two, are they really happy to be married to each other? I have no idea, but I would imagine that two people cannot possibly be compatible if one person is constantly criticizing the other person's boss publicly on social media. That doesn't seem like that would be a couple that would get along too well.
But we've seen like James Carville and Mary Madeline.
Yeah.
But that was all. That was sort of in fun. It was a little. It was about policy. It wasn't about, you know, he is the worst person in the world kind of thing. I mean, those were fairly wonky arguments, I think, weren't they?
Maybe, but they've always been on
James
the different
Carville.
Sides.
Yeah, ever getting crazy with his wife?
Yeah, James Carville. Where's James Carville?
He's out there. He's been popping off every once in a while. Yeah.
Well, as we step into the fall, are we still on social media?
I had to end it because that your camera won't work. So I was sick.
Oh, that's no reason to end it.
Then mine wouldn't work, so they would just look at Brandon and a flashing screen.
Person, woman, man, camera, TV.
So I basically dicked around for the last 40 minutes trying to fix cameras for a 6-minute Facebook.
Oh well, can you cue up the Saturday Night Live bit on the names? Yeah. The name-changing floor that got COVID. Yeah. Great bit. I was laughing hard. I thought that was one of the best Saturday Night Lives I've seen in a while.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Well, Chris Rock, how can you go wrong with Chris Rock? I mean, what a way to start the season. There was a lot to talk about there.
I was surprised how good his, Jim Carrey's Biden was.
Yeah, Jim Carrey was hilarious.
I forget that he's such a good
impersonator. I didn't think it was very Biden-esque. I don't remember Biden coming out there with finger guns.
Well, it's an exaggerated version of him.
It was just amusing. And in the end, isn't that really what it's about, is being funny?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't really a very good Biden. He looked like enough like him, and he's flashing those big teeth. I mean, Jim Carrey's always going to have a Jim Carrey part of it. But no, it was not a perfect Joe Biden, but I thought it was perfectly funny. Anyway, as we step into the fall, the team at Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off their Jeep celebration event. And as you can imagine, it's going to be off the hook. If you love performance and fully off-road capable vehicles like Zach Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, they've got you covered. Start with the 2020 loaded Jeep Compass as low as $155 a month. And then the new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Trailhawk four-wheel drive as low as $249 a month. If you want a truck, go lease a new 2020 Ram Quad Cab Bighorn 4x4 as low as $188 a month. If it's performance you like, how about an SUV that drives like a sports car? Lease the 2020 Dodge Durango GT at $343 a month. And no spot with Zot is complete without talking about the Jeep Wrangler. You want them, they got them. Plus, you still have time to custom order a Wrangler to your specs. Get details, surf the inventory at dealsind.com. Dr. Yaldo's back. They're doing the LASIK. They're doing the multifocal lens replacement. And they're giving you $1,500 off if you mention the Drew and Mike show. Call 1-800-398-EYES. It's really not a bad time to do this, as they've got all the protocols in place, as does Dr. Roche and many other doctors. I went to the doctor, in fact, on Friday, and it was, I got to tell you, I was not the least bit nervous. Or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com and tell them you're interested in being examined, and they may send you home and say, sorry, you got to stick with the glasses, contacts, reading glasses, whatever, because now's not the time. Come back in 2 years. Or they may say, yes, LASIK will give you 20/20 or better for the rest of your life. Or they might say, you're older, you need multifocal lens implants, and that'll give you all the vision you could have ever had for as long as you live. So it's one way you can actually improve yourself for the rest of your life. These surgeries are about lifestyle. Get a free evaluation, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Yeah, I went to the doctor on Friday and got a flu shot.
Hey.
So that's done. God, my arm was sore the next day. Ugh. Jesus.
Amateurs.
I remember getting sore a couple times before, but yeah. Not in the last few years. Oh, man.
Pussy.
And also found I gained a small amount of weight. Well, not small to me, but what the fuck? Well, I'm pissed
all
at Whitmer.
The gyms were closed.
Fucking Whitmer.
I was going to say, what
fucking
can you do?
Whitmer.
And I'm in between sizes.
Doesn't Whitmer seem like someone yelled, come on, Whitmer! Give me 20, Whitmer! 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 Anyway, she was flexing her emergency muscles, and the state Supreme Court said no! But meanwhile, I was kept from working out all those months. It is her fucking fault I gained 12 pounds. And I am knocking them off. I worked out Friday and Saturday. And I'm going to keep humping, even though I'm sore as hell. But that emergency order, the state Supreme Court, and by the way, she blamed it on Michigan's Republican majority. Nobody's ever wrong. No one is ever wrong. It's always the other party's fault.
Was it the Republican majority of the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, wasn't that the state Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Okay. So, in other words, the court never rules on whether something is right. The court rules from what the political party they would represent would want to be.
Did you see?
You can never trust a judge to do the right thing.
Did you see Oakland County and then said, "Nah, we're still having the mandate on masks." Did you see?
Well,
that?
You know, this has been going on. I talked about this for years. How I can't remember when it started, but I remember a time when laws were just enforced, some harder than others. And nobody ever would openly come out and say, "Oh, not enforcing that. Fuck you." You know, if you're here illegally, you can come to our city and it's a sanctuary and so on and so forth. And we're going to let people here illegally get a driver's license. I remember every time something like that happened, I go, what's going on? I don't ever recall stuff like this happening. And now it just seems to be fairly normal. And the thing about, you know, the emergency powers, again, it's, in other words, the state Supreme Court cannot be trusted to do the right thing. They will do the political thing. So what's the point? I mean, why not just let the governor do what they want if it's just about politics?
I don't know. I mean, I remember when judges used to be they used to not be partisan. But the Supreme Court's not, they're not nominated or appointed here, are they? They're voted on. So that's
Are they all, though? I think some are appointed, right?
Are they? Maybe they are here. I thought the state
Richard Bernstein won the election in 2014. I remember that. But I wanted to say that I thought Snyder appointed some. I can look it up.
You know, it's interesting, too, that with Kavanaugh, it was like, if Kavanaugh makes it, then this is going to happen, and this is going to happen. It was never like, oh, I think he'll do the right thing because he's a great judge. He's a great lawyer. He will examine it and do the right thing. Nobody ever believes anyone will do the right thing. So every judge is either loved by 50% or hated by 50%. And it's just a matter of who the judge is and what party. That's how they'll rule. Does this become kind of strange after a while? A judge? I always thought a judge was supposed to be an impartial person. I mean, it's not even close anymore.
Yeah, well, not surprised.
And I don't know. I think there's a little exaggerating, too, about these people. I mean, it's always the worst case scenario. You know, leap to this, leap to that. And, you know, whether these things happen or don't happen, oh, we'll see. Anyway, SNL, I thought this was one of the better SNLs I've seen because I love Chris Rock. And they have Bill Burr next week. Yeah, so that's cool. That's a great way to start the season. And there didn't seem to be any, if they were concerned because Trump had COVID and something had happened to him, I didn't detect that.
You know, people are already mad at Chris Rock's monologue.
Oh, because he said his heart goes out to COVID?
Yeah.
I was a little surprised by that. It was funny, though. I think I chuckled.
I was more surprised by the line in the open where, you know, the karma science part.
Oh, yeah, with Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as Chris Rock, I just took that as that's his stand-up. That's him.
Yeah, the Carmen science thing was the same kind of thing. Weekend Update concept, had a number of things that were like that. And
well, he's okay. And we want him to be okay.
Yeah, he's okay. I just think with a president, usually people wouldn't typically do that, but it's Trump, and that's probably very different. And SNL, let's face it, we all know where SNL is coming from. I thought the thing after the open and Chris Rock was really funny about the names, story, which has nothing to do with anything.
No. Event has occurred at the Pittsburgh Federal Building. With more on this, we go to Dylan Bertram at the scene. Dylan, it seems like this story is going really viral.
That's in very poor taste, Ashley, and I apologize on your behalf. Here's what we know so far. Health officials are attempting to contact anyone who visited the third floor of the federal building today, home to the legal change of name office, after an employee tested positive for COVID-19. I'm joined by two women who were on their way up to the third floor to change their names when it was evacuated. Tell us your names and what happened.
Edith Puthie.
Edith, P-U-T-H-I-E.
I said Edith Puthie.
I'm flattered, ma'am, but no thank you.
No, Edith Puthie is my name.
Irma Gerd.
Oh my God is right.
No, Irma Gerd is my name.
Oh, I see. I've got it now. I'm sorry. Miss Puthie, just curious, what were you planning on changing your name to?
Well, I was thinking of any name that's not Edith Puthie.
Dylan, I hate to pull you away from Miss Puthie just as you're getting into it, but I'm told the health department has a statement.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Kevin Johnson from Pittsburgh's contract tracing program. We are still trying to locate the following people who are in the name change office today. Burton Ernie.
Burton, B-U-R-T-O-N.
All my holes hurt. Bin Laden. Deepa Daddy.
Ooh, whatever you say, girl. I'm sorry.
We're also looking for Duncan Dixon Coffee. Finger Bang. And Mo Leston Jr.
Mo Leston Jr.
Now I'd like to address the rumor about Tess Tickle. A young woman who visited the name change office today reports that she lost her sense of taste and smell are false. In fact, the testicle I examined smelled and tasted great.
It did? Good for you, man. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we will keep our eyes peeled in case testicle pops out. No word yet on when the office will reopen, leaving many who wanted to change their name frustrated, like this man, Mr. Microdick.
It's Rodick. You stress the row, Rodick. Sorry to be annoying, but it makes a huge difference.
Not a problem. Not a problem. Mike Rodick was one of a dozen...
Sorry, I'm the worst. No, but the longer you pause between Mike and Rodick, the better it is for me. Nothing crazy, just like Mike, little pause, Rodick.
Okay, maybe it's easier if I just call you by what your name will be?
Sure, I'm going with my mom's maiden name, Litt, L-I-T-T.
Okay, great. I'm here with Mike Clit.
Wait, that's not my name.
Dylan, the Department of Health has an update. Hopefully you can find Mike Clit later and finish what you started there. But now, let's go to Dr. Joseph.
I'd like to thank this man who was turned away from the name change office but stuck around to help us contact Trace. Mr. Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey B. Epstein.
Yes. In my book, Jeffrey Epstein is a hero.
You forgot that B again.
It's a very important B. I'm proud to call Jeffrey Epstein a friend.
You don't wish you didn't say that.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I think we can all applaud what Jeffrey Epstein did. Ashley?
Dylan, we've got a little more time. Any chance of getting back to Mike Litt?
You know, he was right under my nose, but I lost him.
Well, you stay down there and keep poking around.
I will, but no promises. It's a real mess down here.
Oh, I bet. More on this story as it develops. For Action 9 News, I'm Ashley Spitzer Swallows.
That's so silly.
Oh, what is it about names? Funny names. Howard's guys are constantly getting names on local TV, birthday things in the morning.
Yeah. Awesome.
You cannot believe these names get read.
Yeah.
So anyway, did you watch SNL?
Yeah, I thought that fake song afterwards was pretty good too. About the mask.
What's up with the bottom of your face?
Yeah,
your face?
How quick they want to see. Yeah, I don't know. It was silly, but
yeah, it was okay. Is that all Pete Davidson did was those two things? Because I couldn't understand.
Probably.
Why is he in that Chris Rock? Why is he behind Chris Rock in that skit?
I want to say he wrote that for some reason because they've done that before, and I thought I read that he wrote that one.
Okay. Well,
I'm not 100%.
I wasn't sure what he added to
nothing,
it. Other
he
than
nothing.
He added
nothing.
Give him his doom!
It seems like it's Chris Rock just being Chris Rock.
Yeah.
I mean, Pete Davidson being Pete Davidson. What's wrong with me?
Laughing behind him, yeah.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion was very interesting because, first of all, and I immediately looked it up today to see, I just know what people are going to be saying about this. They're going to be calling it this wonderful, socially conscious. Oh, is that the horse being taken out of action? I knew it was going to be viewed.
That's her dancing because someone's shooting guns at her feet.
Oh, that's right. That too. I knew that she was going to be applauded for this incredibly socially conscious song because in the middle it had Malcolm X talking about, by the way, he's perfectly cool to quote and all that now?
I guess so.
That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, is that a little surprising?
Not really. Not for Megan Thee Stallion, no.
But in these politically correct times...
I don't know. I'm not going to answer for that. If they want to quote her, yeah, I guess. Quote him.
It's been so long since I've seen the movie, I even really forgot the main, his entire...
The movie.
I haven't really read up on him in a really long time. So when I see stuff that's quoted from, I don't think of black supremacy or hate or anything. I just don't really... I think of Denzel.
Well, maybe everybody does, but... Anyway, all these important messages in the middle of the song about, how women, black women are the most, what was the word they use? Black women are the least safe people in America,
yeah,
I think.
I don't remember.
And meanwhile, in the song, it's five women in like leotards twerking and spreading their legs, which I thought, what? Isn't that sort of, you have a message song, doesn't it detract from it, or does that add to it? I mean, anymore, it's like, hey, you have to be Madonna if you're a female artist, don't you really? Don't you have to be hot?
Yeah, of course. The most neglected person in America is the black woman, is the quote. Whatever.
Okay.
So same difference.
And also, she talked about how we need to protect our black men and stand up for them. And I thought, wait, she was just shot in the feet by a black man.
Yeah. She wanted justice.
Isn't that a little ironic? I mean, at least ironic. And
sure, pretty
every,
stupid. Dumb.
Every article I read this morning did not even mention that.
No. Mm-mm.
And then... she said, she played a quote, Daniel Cameron is no different than the sellout Negroes that sold our people into slavery. The Attorney General of Kentucky.
Kentucky, yeah.
You know, I guess black people just cannot be Republicans without getting that.
It's pretty low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, I guess so. So will blacks never be Republicans? I mean, is that just not going to be, that's just not okay?
Well, no, they can be whatever they want.
But if you get criticism by virtue of it...
Well, I think it's... Well, like I said, I think it's really low-hanging fruit to criticize someone for that.
Anyway,
if they align and that's what they think, then who cares? But if their people are going to attack him for care. It...
Yeah. I mean, to say he's worse than...
What does that matter? That doesn't matter.
He's as bad... He's no different than someone selling Negroes.
Did you see any of the stories coming out about the grand jury?
Yeah, I did read some. I mean, it's a lot of testimony to get through, so I think people are slowly getting through it.
Yeah. Just the witnesses of the gunshots is really interesting. How in the announcing, I don't know. It just seemed like a really odd investigation.
I read about some stuff after that happened.
Yeah.
But this cop thought he had an AK-15 or something, and
that was the officer that was fired. Yeah, but he also said that, and that's why he fired in the house. Which I don't know why that would make that okay. You know, firing randomly. But I don't know. I'm not a cop.
So I don't know what happens from here. First of all, I knew no matter what happened in the grand jury, it was going to come under scrutiny because there's nothing good enough anymore.
I'm surprised though that the neighbors didn't testify themselves. Is that normal in a grand jury?
I would have thought they would have.
I would have thought so too. I thought that was odd.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, did Daniel Cameron think? Is this a conspiracy theory or is this real? Or
I don't know.
I get the impression that people just think, oh, he just whitewashed it, and you know, why would he want to work on behalf of the police?
What good would that do him? Well, I mean, he works in law enforcement.
Yeah, but law enforcement also is about doing the right thing. I mean, that's again, this gets into Republicans and Democrats. It's like, you know, Whitmer goes right after the state
Supreme Court
because the Republicans, therefore, they're going to disagree with anything I do. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Trump does.
No more politics.
That's what everyone does. So no one can be trusted when they're politically on the other. I mean, it's just, oh, God, it's just so tiring. So it was also a big true crime weekend because I watched the Chris Watts thing on Netflix, first of all.
Yeah.
And I'd seen most of this. You know, he's the man that killed his wife, strangled his wife to death, and then strangled his 3- and 4-year-old, and then put them in that... What did he put them in? Oil containers or something? Or I mean, just so bad. No Trent Bolte. Trent Bolte no longer exists.
Really surprised by that. Brandon and I were talking about that before the show. Do you think it's because he's gay and it's...
Yes.
Really? You think
I do. So? I don't know. What else is there to... Why would you eliminate him from the story?
I honestly think it's because they really only have Trent Bolte as kind of the one that's saying this. They don't. Chris won't admit it. And so if you bring it up, it becomes salacious. And... Yeah. Maybe they just want to keep that part out.
Plus, but to say it's salacious, it seems to me it almost suggests, oh, anything gay is salacious. But this guy
was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
But they mentioned the woman, right?
Yes, they do. They don't need him for the story, so maybe that's why.
Well, they use him instead of Nicole Kessinger.
Well, because she helped out.
Well, did they really try to get Trent to help out? I mean, did he obstruct justice?
There's big long tapes online of Bolte talking with police regarding this case.
I don't know. I'm pissed. I feel like he deserves his due. He should have been in the Netflix thing, and it's just like they just want to forget him. But he's significant because
I wish I'd never met him.
He's actually before Nicole Kissinger, isn't he?
Should we call Trent?
Yeah, we should.
He was before. The one thing that stood out in that.
Can you text him, Brandon?
Yeah, I can text him. It might be easier to try to cold call him, but
okay,
I'll text
him. Let's cold call him then. We'll cold call him.
And by the way, you asked if who got with who first. He explains that
he got with her right after I ended things in May.
Oh, so he dumped him too. That's another thing. He's mad because Bolte dumped him.
Well, what was interesting though in that documentary is that they made a big deal of that visit where she goes to North Carolina for like 6 weeks.
Yes,
and that's where the switch was flipped. So if Trent broke up with him before that vacation, then maybe it's Trent's fault. He sent him on that downward spiral.
Don't put that evil on Trent.
I'm just kidding.
You know what happened though in the Netflix thing? Because you know this story, you can't help but just think it's the most horrific thing ever. But in watching the Netflix special, I felt like if there was a big takeaway from that, because I'd seen all of this, it was that Shannon was a bitch.
Oh.
And well, I know that's terrible. I feel awful to say that, but.
But she was right, too. She knew something was going on.
Oh, she was right about that.
Well, what woman wouldn't be a bitch if she knew that?
Yeah, but she tells his mother that she's trying to kill her
kids.
Oh, that
part, yeah, she was really bitchy there.
I mean, really?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
She fed ice cream to Chris Watts and Shanann Watts' daughters, and she didn't know the one daughter had an allergy. And so Shanann says, what are you trying to do, kill my kids?
Yeah, that was a little weird.
And she ends up telling her off and leaving, and then she's saying that she doesn't care if they ever see the kids again, and, you know, she's kind of implying that, well, that's it. They don't get to see their kids.
But I was surprised that they did that. His parents didn't show up for the birthday party right after that, too.
Well, because after she goes apeshit on them?
Yeah, but she said, well, there were no shows. I don't know.
Well, they just got a big blow-up.
Why wouldn't they show up for the kids' birthday party? It's weird.
No, I don't think it's weird. I mean, if your daughter-in-law tells you to fuck off and you're trying to kill your kids, their kids, I would find that pretty scary.
I'd still go to the birthday party.
Well, I don't know. If that was all there was, nothing else?
At least I'd ask. She acted like they never, you know, they were just no shows.
Oh, Shanann really wanted them there? I don't think so.
Probably not. She clearly hated them.
She also said that, they had a couple people in the special said that Chris's sister, that Shanann hated Chris's sister and Chris's mom. And why would she hate his sister and his mom? Yeah. I don't know.
Because
I
mean, she took him away from them. That's what she said. Remember that was
what Shanann said?
That was in the doc, yeah, because she took him to Colorado.
Oh, right. She goes and stays with her parents for 6 weeks in the summer.
He didn't stay. She stayed with his parents and her parents. Because they were both in North Carolina.
I thought she was just visiting his parents for the day something. Because she bolted. Remember that she bolted? She threw a big stink about the ice cream and she bolted?
Did Chris not have a say in them moving to Colorado?
I don't know.
It's all her fault?
I have to tell you, that the one thing I did not know that was really interesting in this thing is the police, when they get to interview Chris Watts, they already know so much. Yep. And the guy says, hey, you know, you're a guy that's overweight and kind of doughy and all of a sudden you get yourself in shape and look at you, man, you're in fantastic shape. And Chris's like, hey, thanks, Angie. And you know, maybe you thought that highlight though you felt that you're worthy of someone better. And I had never seen pictures of him before.
Yeah, he got total schlub.
He was a blob.
Mm-hmm.
He was out of shape.
He was a beefcake.
He was very doughy. I mean, he was big. He was well overweight. I mean, what did he lose, 60 pounds?
For some reason, I thought it was more than that.
Maybe 75?
I don't know. He got ripped, though. And that became like his whole thing.
Yeah, and he was constantly working out. Yeah.
That's why she thought there was another girl. How about that?
Well, she also said that, what'd she say, in every relationship, there's a... She inserted herself as she's the boss.
Yeah.
He's the laid-back one. She's the boss.
She was definitely bossy or bitchy, however you want to describe it.
Oh, I think mighty bossy. And also her social media.
Are you saying she had it coming to her?
No, I'm not.
I'm just kidding. Her social media was, she filmed everything. She did these
disgusting.
She did these live like videos where she talked about, her feel. Like it was almost like, what's the word? Like where you come out with everything.
It's like her diary.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like a video diary. And I don't know why. Like who the fuck watched that thing?
I would be fucking horrified if I was married to someone who did that. That would be horrifying. Sure. She's just spilling all this shit. And then she's calling
him. I guess Chris did what he had to do. No, I'm just
kidding. She calls him at the airport. Let me know when you get to the escalator so I can start filming when you reunite with the kids.
Yeah. And then he wouldn't,
Jesus.
Even, wouldn't even kiss her.
Oh, at the airport?
Or that whole week. She was freaking out and talking to her her best friend via text. And she so wanted to get laid. And he
by the way,
why don't you kiss me?
I would be so bummed if somebody's talking to this. But, you know, is he going to fuck me tonight?
Well, it's funny.
He didn't even fuck me.
I thought the responses from her friend in the text were very short. Like she was probably doing a million other things that she didn't want. She did not want to be in that conversation.
No, she didn't. And she was trying to say the nicest thing possible. Chris loves you. I'm sure he loves you. You know, and
go
and
get it, girl.
Why won't he fuck me? I'm naked. I'm lying in bed. He blew me off. He rejected me again.
So weird. I do not believe his story though about when he finally comes clean about the murder.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. He claims that they had sex again, and then when he got up 2 hours later for work or whatever, he decided, that's it, we got to end it. And then he was on top of her, and she was yelling at him, and he just choked the life out of her.
Yeah.
But I thought her parents had a really good – I think it was her parents had a really good point, or maybe it was the detective. Like, she had no defensive wounds. Like, she didn't fight back at all. So the thinking is that she was really asleep when he killed her. Like she was sleeping and he just went and just choked her.
What was he thinking? What did he think was going to happen?
He's thinking about Trent.
Yeah.
In his new life.
I
gotta tell you, it takes a lot to really disturb me watching stuff. Like I can look at anything, you know that. I had a real problem when the police were talking to him about his kids in the picture. And his reaction. Like just the idea of him going in and killing the kids after that is just.
I would have thought that they could not include that. They would have just thought this is just too much for anybody to watch because it was.
He had no reaction
horrible.
To that.
No, I know.
And they planned. I didn't know that they were the ones that planted the seed in Chris Watts' head that, hey, maybe your wife got mad, killed the kids, and the only thing you could do is kill her. Like reaction. And so then, of course, that's the story he came up with right after that. So he's also guilty of plagiarism.
Yeah, I would have doubted. I would have never thought of that. I assume, you know, I wonder, did he just kill his wife in a rage? Was he just so sick of her that he just thought, I just have to eliminate her?
Well,
she can't stand her.
Gets home at 2 a.m. He hadn't, I don't think he had. Oh, they had the big argument about the credit card spending, which is, boy, that was really devious by Shanann, too.
Oh, yeah, she's looking at everything he does at Fine-Tooth Comb. So
Chris Watts says he's going to the Rockies game, and she finds a charge on the credit card.
For $63.
$63 at this bar and restaurant, and they immediately heard.
If he had an entree and a beer at Comb, he'd get $63.
Yeah.
They wish you weren't a liar.
They looked at the menu, so they knew that he was eating with somebody else. So the jig was up, so I bet you she came home and confronted him with it, and he snapped.
Yep.
I don't know why he had to kill the girls.
I think because he wanted to get away with it.
And how
he figured they can't the kids can't be here. I don't know. Why couldn't he just get rid of her?
I don't know how you push your own little girl down a oil well like that while she's alive.
He pushed her down while she was alive?
Yeah.
He knew she was alive?
Yeah. She said no, Daddy, and he pushed her.
I thought that was when he strangled her.
No. No, because he drove them in the car with her dead body in the back, and he said, "What happened to mom?" They kept saying, "What happened to mommy?"
Yeah,
and he threw her down the well. Then he threw the older girl down, and then the younger girl was like, "No, Daddy, don't."
Oh, I thought he strangled them in the
car. I didn't know they were alive when he got there.
I couldn't even pay attention to that part, but I thought he said he strangled them when they were in the car.
That was his story. Do you want me to play it back?
Not really. No, I don't want to see.
Fucking awful.
It. Oh God.
I don't know how you do that.
I'm assuming that
because he had so much time to think about it too, because it was an hour drive. It was an hour drive with his dead wife. In the
what is he? when you if he killed her and he's thinking, I want my life with Nicole, I've also got financial problems, so I want to. I assume maybe he's thinking he wants to eliminate those too, by eliminating his wife, who also has a third child. He doesn't want, obviously doesn't want the first two.
Yeah,
sounds
she's
like
she's pregnant. Yeah,
you know, I think another issue could be he didn't have the time. I mean, where could he put his kids once he's there? You know.
Yeah, no, he definitely did not plan the murder of Shenanwell, because how's he going to get her in a car and get her car somewhere? I mean, he's supposed to be at work at a certain time. Not to mention his next-door neighbor had surveillance, which I don't think he knew.
No.
Oh, when the next-door neighbor shows his vehicle backed up to the garage, he's like, whoa, what's that all about? That's a little different. And then the neighbor, when Chris leaves, the police body cam, they were going, man, he sure was talking about it. Something's weird with him.
Yeah.
I didn't think he acted that weird. I thought he acted very nonplussed.
Well, but we don't know how he normally is, and that neighbor clearly did.
Well, I didn't know him, and the cop didn't know him, and yeah, the neighbor knew him, sure. Ah, it was weird. Then 48 Hours had...
Here's, can I play that part back with the neighbor?
Yeah, sure.
So the name of it, too.
Nice neighbor, by the way. Nice ratting out Chris.
Well, I mean, come on. Fuck this.
I would.
Sounds like you're really on Chris's side.
I'm on Team Chris. Okay, kill me.
He would.
I'm kidding. I'm not on Team Chris.
Here you go.
No, but you just want to go talk to him. I'm going to get his info real quick.
So Chris watches.
Don't want him to be my neighbor.
Watch this. Leaves. He says he's not acting right. He's never fidgety. He's never rocking back and forth. And if you look here, and he walks back to the TV... He never loads his stuff in and out of his garage ever, and he has other video from other days where you can see.
Normally, you can ask them. He's normally quiet, real subdued. He never talks. So the fact that he's over here blabbing his mouth makes me kind of suspicious.
No snitching, neighbor.
Yeah, but I mean, put yourself in his situation.
Oh, I agree.
I see the cop. You know, cop even busts him for snitching.
Jeez.
So all your friends pretty much have kids the same age. So it's hard to.
It's really hard. I mean, I've exhausted every option I know of as far as friends goes. Like Nikki knew more.
I would think you'd be a little fucking flipped out, mainly because your kids are missing too. It's not just her missing.
No, he's completely nonplussed. He's just. He's not upset. And when he talks to the media, he's not upset when he's saying, I just want them to come home. He just sounds like, look, it'd be much better if they were here. Okay?
So weird.
And really mind-boggling. And to watch the Lori Vallow thing on 48 Hours.
Well, do you want to call Trent real quick?
Yeah, we call Trent. Sure.
I don't know what he can
Trent,
add.
It does not get his due. This guy made Chris Watts blow up.
Oh.
They couldn't even get in the kitchen. They were in the mudroom when they went at it.
I wish I'd never met him.
Trent Bolte had a little fling with Chris Watts. Chris went on a gay site, right? Gay dating site?
I think so.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Trent.
He's hard to get a hold of, man.
He is. Does he work weird hours?
3-0-7.
Damn it.
It's hard to get a hold of him. Even when Brandon schedules something with him.
Yeah.
That's true.
The mailbox is full and cannot
attend. Oh, I'll Trent, text him right now.
Those are all his friends who feel he didn't get his due.
Or the new guys.
Lori Vallow, who is that insanely creepy chick who married Chad, is it Chad Daybell?
Daybell, mm-hmm.
And he had just killed his wife. Oh, she had just died in her sleep 2 weeks earlier. Her husband was murdered by her brother, although it was called self-defense. But she planned it all.
That video of her in the police interrogation, once again, wouldn't you have a little more emotion if your brother attacked somebody and got killed?
But yeah, your husband killed your fucking husband? Yeah. And you're like, oh, Cad, the neighbors, oh, man, in 3 weeks. They probably think we're crazy.
She cracks a joke.
What the fuck? And she reminds me, oh, this is going to sound terrible. Like Shanann Watts. She was a big virtue signaler.
Oh, she
was always on Facebook for clips of her and loving her kid. Look how I'm the best mom. Oh my God. What's, don't people realize how lame that is?
No, because
constantly be saying what a great mom you are. Look at what I did for my kids. Oh my God.
I feel like when you talk about how great something is online and you protest too much, that the opposite is probably true.
What do you mean?
Well, I think if you're talking about how great of a mom you are, you're probably a really shitty mom.
Oh, right, right. That's, yeah.
And the greater you think you are and the more you say it, the worse you probably are.
I don't know what to always make of it. But in her case, clearly she was not a great mom. And all this posting, which people, oh my God, she did everything for her kids. And she had adopted this child who was special needs. He was autistic. Mm-hmm. And she did everything for him. And it seemed to me like the older sister was the one that really was crazy about the seven-year-old who was found in Chad Daybell's yard under cement, plastic.
A melted bucket, a dead dog, a dead cat. Do you think they put the dead dog in dead, like, did they kill, they obviously killed them afterwards. Did they do that as kind of a red herring? Like, if they thought some, which I thought was kind of devious, but you know how they have those sensors that can tell if the ground's been disturbed?
Yes.
They just figured, oh, they'll dig there, and then they'll just find a dog and a cat, and they'll stop.
Well, I think they drew suspicion to themselves.
If I already dug a hole, I'm going to keep digging it, right?
And Chad Daybell was a grave digger as a young adult.
Yeah.
So he knew what he was doing. It was in his yard in conjunction with her brother, who brought them over, and his phone takes him right to Chad Daybell's yard. And all I could think of watching this was, how did this guy not get a search warrant for his house and his property sooner? Mm-hmm. What the fuck? Are you kidding me? I mean, I know people think the police are too aggressive, but these are the cases where I go, come on. You know, the husband of Lori Vallow, who was murdered supposedly in self-defense by Lori Vallow's crazy brother, who was her protector. He tried to kill her first husband, too. Remember that one? Her husband tells the police on two occasions, my wife is nuts. She thinks that I am a zombie, that I've been replaced by something. She is going to kill me. Twice, he tells him. She's going to kill me, or she's going to have me killed. And then he is killed in this self-defense with her brother. Why would they not have investigated the shit out of that?
I don't know. Are they different jurisdictions? Did one happen in Utah, one in Idaho?
No, because he didn't live in Utah. They lived in Arizona, and she moved to Rexburg or whatever it is. She moved there 2 weeks after his death.
I don't know. I'll never understand that.
And Chad Daybell, how could they not have searched? I mean, and then when his wife dies and they get married, I would think the investigation would just go into, you know, some crazy mode. They'd have everybody on it. And I still declare that it is beyond belief that there's not a law that if you have a child who is 7 years old and you cannot explain exactly where they are, then you should be in jail. You should be in jail.
Get away, there's a child!
Jesus!
There's a child!
You are either the most incompetent parent or you are lying and you've done something to the kid or you're hiding the kid. And by the way, all this thing about, well, the kids were in danger. Well, the fucking police went over. What, the police can't protect your fucking kids?
Yeah.
Really? That's bullshit. That is such fucking bullshit. And I just can't get over the fact that something it pisses me off that they had the 3 months they had out there in Hawaii enjoying themselves.
Yeah.
And everyone knew the minute people are interviewing her, trying to interview her. Hey, where are your kids? Where are your kids? People are praying for your kids. Oh, that's great. She has nothing to say. Everyone's looking for her kids, and she has nothing to say.
Well,
that's
what comment. She said, that's great. She seemed really sincere about it. It wasn't a throwaway line or anything.
I just don't. I can't imagine how you can have kids that you don't know where they are, and that's just, okay, well.
They were zombies, man.
In the end, they gave them 5 days to produce the kids. Why would they get 5 days?
I don't know.
A seven-year-old? Where's a seven? No one knows where a seven-year-old is. He's not declared missing. She hasn't called the police and said, my seven-year-old's missing. And not only that, she's called a friend to say, hey, will you say JJ's with you? You know, oh, they're at a movie. Yeah, they're at a movie. They went to Frozen 2, and then they call the lady, and she's like, no, they're not with me. I don't have her kid. Well, fucking take her to jail then. She belongs in jail. That was bullshit. Something was wrong.
Seemed like it did take him forever to get her.
And I love him.
If they didn't find those bodies, they'd still probably be out, wouldn't they?
Yes, I think he would be out. They gave her 5 days to produce the kid. I don't know what they were going to charge her with.
What a great conversation they had, too, as he's watching them dig in the backyard, and she calls him on the
phone. Oh, that was weird. You want to bring up 48 hours?
Yeah.
That is because they know they're both going away forever.
But it also, didn't you get the feeling that he knows that this is being recorded?
Yes.
Because he clearly doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah, that was, wow, that was really bizarre. I mean, you're listening to basically his last few minutes of freedom. He knows they're over. He knows they're digging where the two kids are. He knows they're going to find him. And she's calling him on the phone. I'm surprised he doesn't just take off.
So we are officially busted. Ha ha.
Was that right in the beginning, or did they come back to it again?
I thought it was later on.
Okay. Oh, here it is.
They never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
See, I think this is around here. God, he is such a weird-looking dude, too.
Does he look like Tim Robbins a little bit?
Investigators,
I think I nailed it. He does.
A little bit.
Hearing in August, described in chilling detail, finding the remains of the two children in Daybell's backyard. JJ's grandparents, Kay and
Larry
Woodcock,
color hair.
Could barely contain their grief as they listened. A warning to our viewers. What you are about to hear
will make you not turn away.
They began pulling up the sod and topsoil.
They started by...
This is the part we talked about.
The grass was much lower.
What looked to be brown human hair.
The same color hair as J.J. Vallow.
It was what appeared to be a small body tightly wrapped in black plastic.
Okay. Oh, man, did I miss it?
I thought it was pretty far up for some reason. Because they didn't come back to it? Well, while you're looking.
Yeah, I'll look for it.
I will mention that Zot Ford and Holly, our original advertiser, by the way. Don't forget about Zot Ford and Holly. And DealsInTheD.com. They brought back everyone's favorite month of the year, Truck Month. And that means right now is the best time to take advantage of this year's most incredible savings on all Ford trucks. Of course, the legendary F-150. Can't ignore the new Ford Ranger, the most talked about truck in Detroit. Get to Zot Ford, lease a new 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $166 a month. Or see the hottest sales staff in Oakland County about leasing a new 2020 Ford Ranger Crew Cab XLT 4x4 as low as $188 a month. Plus, the gang at Zot Ford and Gabara still have Ford Fusions, Mustangs, EcoSports, Escapes, Edges, Explorers, all under $200 a month. See all the details, surf the inventory at dealsinthed.com. Hall Financial, we were using the Hall Financial hotline earlier, by the way.
That's right,
Trent Bolte. Forgot about that. I got a couple more emails, I believe, since we did the last show, talking about what a great job Hall Financial did for these guys. One guy got 2.7, I think, and he was at like 3.1, and was like, how much better can I do? Got 2.7. He's paying $20 more a month, but he erased $40,000 in his wife's credit card debt.
Wow.
How about that?
Why did his wife have that much credit card?
I believe he did have some commentary on that, but I'm not sure I'm going to pass it along.
Why didn't she have to make the call?
That's why so many people are refinancing right now. Lower your monthly payments, or raise them by a little bit and eliminate a large debt like that guy did. Low rates mean value if you're on the market for that new home. Remember, Hall Financial Service is the fastest in the business. You can get your mortgage in half the time of their competitors and start saving money faster. You might even miss a couple payments if you refi. And appraisals can be done without someone setting foot inside your home.
How about that?
Call 248-308-5000 or go to davidallmortgage.com/Drew and Mike. NMLS number 1467435. For Hall Financial. Yeah, how about that? Did you find it?
No.
Really?
I'm losing my mind today, man. Is this part? It's way too early for it.
Are going to find the children.
Once he removed some soil, there was what I can best describe as a black plastic bag.
I think you see the words underneath the...
Yeah, that's what I was looking
on
for.
On the screen?
Back and forth three times.
You sure it's not towards it later in the, like, the last half hour?
This is a bigger mystery than why they killed them.
Exactly. Overreaction is not the strategy for the long-term investor. Neither is burying your head in the sand, hoping it all turns out for the best. Call Luke Nowacki. There is so much crap going on. I certainly would recommend having help before making big economic decisions. Or having a plan, having a financial plan at all. Pinnacle Wealth Strategies is where Luke is. 248-663-4740. It can never hurt to get some advice. If nothing else, a complimentary meeting. Talk about coronavirus. What do investments mean now? What do they mean in 6 months? What do they mean in 6 years? Stocks or bonds? How to balance your portfolio? What about your 401k? What about your 529 college savings plan? Maybe you want to have one. Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have any kind of a plan. Talk to Luke Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth, 248-663-4748. Security Investment Advisory Services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Member FINRA, SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned other entities, and our marketing and product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates.
I always space out when she has that one friend who seems to talk on every story there is about Lori Vallow.
Yeah, the one that says she changed so much.
Yes. I don't think she's ever turned down anyone who's done a story on this.
She's very available.
I give up, man. I cannot find it.
Really?
I've gone back and forth.
You can't see the type at the below. Did they not show the typing of what was being said?
That sure is a mystery.
God, I thought they did.
I feel like I watched something entirely different now.
It's crazy. Oh, we'll find it after the show.
Balls, what a waste.
Oh, seriously? I have such a raging claw right now.
Just edit it all out, Brandon.
No.
No, do not.
Just edit this whole show out.
The true crime doesn't end with Lori Vallow. As today, story comes out that a former major league pitcher, Charlie Hager, who pitched in the MLB from 2006 to 2010, was found dead at the Grand Canyon, 37 years old, by his own hand, shot himself because 2 days earlier on Friday, his ex-girlfriend's roommate arrived home, heard gunshots from her bedroom, and is freaking out, thinking, what the hell just happened, when Charlie Hagar, the former major leaguer, emerges from her room with a handgun. And points it at the roommate who escapes out the back. And this is one of those things where, I guess I got to wipe out anybody in my, you know, I'm surprised you didn't shoot him, honestly, because you've killed one person.
Roommate's lucky. Yeah, roommate's really lucky.
He escaped out the back. Apparently he bolted and Hager didn't shoot him. So Hager escapes. In fact, they had a big dragnet. He got out of the dragnet somehow. He drove north to Arizona where his car was found abandoned, and he was eventually found having shot himself to death. She is Danielle Long. She owned a bar restaurant in Scottsdale. Boy, that's prime territory to have a club like that. It was called Tipsy Coyote Bar and Grill.
I'd read that she was trying to get a restraining order against him.
Yes, she was. He was cyber stalking her and pounding her phone, just pounding it with message after message after message after call after call after call, would not leave her alone. And she had decided, because they started seeing each other during COVID-19. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was sort of a stilted thing. You know, I don't know how much they really got to move forward in this thing when she decided, you know what, I don't like this. And by the way, she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Just a beautiful, beautiful girl. Was she 34 years old, I think?
Yeah, she's slightly younger than him.
Yeah,
yeah,
3 years younger. She was beautiful.
Do you know, and we have a mutual friend that knows him and just talked to him on Thursday.
What?
Yep.
Who? How's he know? He can't give us some scoop?
He did say that if there was a guy who you could say never would do something like that, it's him. Like that.
Well, but did he know he was stalking his ex?
Well, no, of course he didn't know that. But he had just talked to him on Thursday, and everything was A-okay, and everything was fine. He was supposed to be coming back. He's from Livonia, so he's supposed to be coming back home to work.
Oh, that's right. He's a Michigan guy.
Yeah, he's from here.
So he'd been in high school 19 years ago. I wonder where he played in high school.
Catholic High? Central, I believe. I think that's what the story said. It was Catholic Central.
No, he was a knuckleballer in the major leagues.
Yeah. And then Yeah, I knew he'd been working with the Cubs in the minor leagues. He had been doing some other baseball stuff around here, I guess.
I wonder if he threw a knuckleball in high school. I've never heard of a knuckleball pitcher in high school.
Yeah, usually they convert to
They minors. Lose, you know, Jim Boughton, who threw a pretty good knuckleball and wrote ball four. Jim Boughton had a fabulous fastball with the Yankees in 62 and 63. He pitched in the World Series. He won two games in the World Series, struck out a lot of guys. And his hat would fall off frequently because he threw so hard up in the 90s. Anyway, he lost his fastball, hurt his arm. I think much like Denny, tried the cortisone shots, kept pitching. Eventually, he'd been working on the knuckleball for a while, thinking, I'm not going to get my fastball back. And he developed a very effective knuckleball. In fact, he pitched three innings for the Braves, I think in, he was probably 50 years old. And they signed him to a AAA deal. He won a game in AAA and pitched fairly well. And he came up, and I think he pitched a few scoreless innings. But
Phil Niekro
pitched for a long, long time. Hoyt Wilhelm pitched to 49.
I know Wakefield, the same thing happened to him. He was going nowhere in the minors.
Yeah, so Tim Wakefield. Same with R.A. Dickey.
Yeah, that's right. R.A. Dickey won a Cy Young at 35 or something. But I just wonder, if he's a fastball pitcher in high school. And of course, it really is pretty insignificant.
Right? Well, I'd look it up, but I think it might be trumped by a lot of other things in his life, or formerly.
Yeah. It's, but, you know, and it's upsetting as hell, but... You know, this so girl, weird. 34 years old, you know, who's got a business, who's an up-and-comer in Scottsdale, a real pretty beautiful place to live, doing well with her club or bar restaurant.
And he has to take everything away.
Like I said, they dated for a short time during COVID, just a couple months, and she wanted out, and this guy would not leave her alone, and she wanted a restraining order. And... How many times do we hear this story where people say, hey, yeah, I'm in trouble? Just like Lori Vallow's husband told the police twice. It's on body cam. He's saying, she's going to kill me. And did he say she's going to kill the kids? I think he might have said that. Maybe not.
I don't know.
But you know, I guess so many people say they're going to kill you that it just is such a small percentage that do it. I don't know. It sure seems like people that kill people pretty much announce it.
They've
in
been
advance.
Stopped. Yeah.
So frustrating.
You need those precogs.
Yeah, exactly.
So stupid.
Yeah, brother. So you never found it, right?
I gave up, man. I don't know. I feel like I watched a different 48 hours. I know I heard it though somewhere.
I could have sworn I saw it. I swear I saw it in 48 hours.
Oh, here's some stats for Charles Hager.
Oh.
Yeah,
people were pissed, by the way. I was reading comments in the Daily Mail. People were like, oh, you really have to include his ERA in his stats? Is that really necessary? And two or three people were livid.
We've always laughed about that.
People were livid because they said he played for the Boston White Sox.
Oh, there you go. Fake news. Daily Mail. He earned postseason accolades after posting a 7-2 win-loss with a 1.88 ERA, 101 strikeouts his senior season. So.
Oh, say it again?
He sounded like he was a knuckleballer even back then.
Really?
Wow.
According to this article, but it could be fake news like the Daily Mail.
I mean, only 2-7 in the majors. So, I mean.
Yeah, he only pitched 83 innings, but he pitched for five teams. A lot of people thought this guy
was
going to be something.
He's still in the Cubs system, too.
As a coach, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wonder if a team would keep a guy in the minor league system because he could throw a knuckleball.
Sure.
Because why wouldn't you want to teach guys how to throw a knuckleball?
And whatever happened to the Necro's granddaughter? Remember when Real Sports did a big story on her? She was a knuckleball pitcher?
Yes.
And she was going to be in the pros someday?
Well, my 10-year-old that peaked.
That didn't work out too well.
All those 10-year-olds who want all the attention.
Whatever.
It's because they're peaking and they know it.
She's still dominating? Who was Necro's kid, wasn't it? Or granddaughter?
I think it was, yeah, because Joe and Phil were her uncle and her grandfather?
Something.
Her great uncle and grandfather.
Chelsea Baker is her name.
What major league system is she in?
Well, and let's see. Here's an article from 2015 that she's dreaming of reaching the MLB.
Okay, was
that
she
was when
AAA?
She was a 5'2" high schooler.
Did she win a lot of games in high school pitching for dudes?
I don't see any stats on
what?
It.
What?
Pitch
up.
Against
but
dudes?
I do see a Facebook
she wanted
page.
To.
Oh, really?
And she's very cute, and she's...
How old is she?
Dressed up, and I guess she would be 23-ish.
Huh.
Oh, she must
she
be
She has posted since 2013 where she said, you are the hero of your own story.
Yeah,
never
it.
Let the fear of striking out keep you from playing the
hey,
game.
She struck out a Tampa Bay Ray.
Fake!
No, I have video of it. You want to see it?
Yeah, I want to see it.
Oh, yeah. You can probably see it over there. Check it out.
Forget Samardzija. Check out this high school junior, Chelsea Baker. A lady throwing BP to the race. She's 17 years old. She's a knuckleballer.
She struck him out.
The big leaguer is looking foolish today before Tampa's game.
I think that first person was David Price, though.
She must be in AAA by now, then.
Disappearing, Mike. That's what I'm saying.
She's on the big leagues.
Knuckleball, Mike, but listen, anybody can get the race out these days.
Just like, Mandy's hit's moving up the charts, isn't it? I heard Grohl responded to her again.
Did he really?
Serious. I think he did.
After she wrote that terrible song about him?
Man, that song is so bad. Oh, my God, I hate that song. I listened to that part of the show.
But her other drumming's really good.
Oh, she's a good cover drummer. I mean, and she's clearly...
I mean, she's not playing the kazoo or anything.
She's reached... Well, that kid doesn't take herself so seriously. She's like saying bye at the end of the video. You're talking about the quarantine kids?
Yeah, the one that whose Colton, dad, quarantine dad kids? Forces her to do all that.
I think she's having fun.
She's
enjoying her youth.
She'd rather be doing Legos downstairs.
She's not trying to peak at 5 or peak at 10 like Nandy.
She's a total... They nicknamed
Nandy
her...
Nandy knows, hey, if I do something incredibly at 10, I'll get a lot of attention.
They nicknamed her the Red Herring, that 6-year-old, because she would distract from how bad the band is.
Because she's not trying, she's extra cute.
Nandy's great. So is Nandy, man.
No, Nandy is cool. Nandy thinks she's hot. She thinks she's cool. Yeah. Nandy's going to have a skanky Instagram someday. Trust me.
She's very confident.
I think that little girl who plays kazoo and dances is the one who's going to be a nightmare teenager.
She peaked even earlier.
What are you talking? She's so sweet. She's a nice kid.
She has to compete against her brothers, who her dad clearly loves more.
She doesn't know any instruments like Nandy.
She doesn't wear sunglasses indoors and talk shit.
Speaking of rocking drummers, did you see that cool interview Tommy Lee did?
I didn't. I wanted to hear it, though. I read about it. Where he's like, dude, I think I might be drinking too much.
So it's funny. I'm looking for... I listen to way more than
2 gallons a day. Oh, my God, dude.
I feel like everything he says is bullshit.
I do, too.
Just bullshit. So I was looking for a
By the way, his Trump rants are the worst rants.
Oh, he has Trump rants?
Yeah, his Trump rants. And they're the worst rants. Because some people have very good Trump rants. Whether you agree or not, they'll lay it out there very well. Tommy tries to be too cool when he's ranting about Trump. You'd have to see one to appreciate what I'm saying.
He's got a new album coming out, and this woman from Yahoo Music interviewed him. And I was looking for a different version because there's a 7-minute clip. She talked to him for like an hour. I'm like, oh, that poor lady. Because you know 50 minutes of that was talking about the new album.
I felt sorry for the guy, the DJ at the fake event who interviewed him and his wife.
Yeah, but he kind of walked into that.
He was the only celebrity to show up to the New York Fire Festival.
I felt sorry for Tommy Lee, too, for having to be interviewed by that guy.
I'll tell you this right now. Idle time at home, not touring, just being at home. I did what I told you. I just enjoyed being home. I literally did nothing. I would just float around.
Literally.
Drink and drink. And it's crazy. And I didn't notice it until towards the end of it when I was like, oh, dude, I gotta stop. This is f***ing insane. Like, I was drinking just out of boredom. I would just...
Is that how it usually works? All of a sudden you go, I gotta stop. And
no. Usually gross. Someone tells you you have to stop.
And just build just all vodka and just a little eyedropper of cranberry or a lemonade or something. Literally straight vodka. I was drinking 2 gallons. Not pint, not...
Fake
gallons, the big handles, a day. That's
you drank
crazy.
A lot.
You know, going to get a full checkup with the doctor and stuff. He's like, dude, I don't know what the deal is with you. Your liver's
dude.
Fine. You're super healthy. Like, what are you made of? Like, you know what I mean?
I just
like,
got your test back, dude.
You know, for most
what are you made of? It sounds like you're made of a lot of vodka.
You know, destroyed a bunch of stuff. But anyway. That's not important. What's important is I just realized, like, whoa, dude, this is
later, dude.
To, like, you could probably die. Like, it's
probably
just,
die.
And it wasn't even phasing me. I was just like, oh yeah, whatever.
Who's
it,
that, dude?
You know what I mean?
That is so cool.
Crazy.
That didn't phase him.
Sort of immune to it, and realized, whoa, this is a lot. Like, this isn't good. So it was time for me to pump the brakes. And you know,
cut it in half just, to 1 gallon a day.
Just get rid of it for a while.
I've always hated the term pump the brakes. I don't know why. I just hate it.
For now, I'm not drinking vodka today.
Was your wife, because I know you just kind of recently celebrated your 1-year anniversary.
Yeah.
Was she involved in this decision to sort of pump the brakes on that? Was she concerned to see you drinking in that kind of volume?
Yeah. Concern is, that's probably the right word. She was like,
what other
like,
word
baby,
would you
I don't
use?
Know. I don't think I've ever even seen anybody drink that much. Like, you're kind of scaring me. Like, not scaring her as in, like, violent or that kind of thing. Just like, you're scaring me. Like, I've
because she's like, seen that too, like the time he punched his kid.
You know?
Are you alive?
You know, you not breathing, you know, that kind of scaring. And I was like, you know, that's.
Well, it seems to me, Brandon told us this a long time ago that you were drinking too much.
Have you worry like that? And it's worrying me, you know.
His son, Brandon, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, she was definitely.
Sucks to be Brandon.
That is a beautiful song, by the way.
Obviously helped in my decision to.
I guess I'll start playing it again.
To just go, you know.
Brandon.
He also in there says that I believe he left rehab early. So, I mean, that's pretty amazing that you can drink, you know, 2 gallons a day. Just say, you know what, I'm scaring my wife. I'm going to cut back, go to rehab, and leave
you're
early.
Going to rehab.
Like, that's how good he is. He just left early. I feel like he just talks and then just keeps talking and ends up walking around in circles. But so good credit to this lady for letting him just talk and talk and talk. I'm sure everybody will be glad to know, too, that his former Rockstar Supernova bandmate, Luca Rossi, is on this new album. Did you even know he had a new album coming out, Brandon?
Who is Luca?
Drew will know. Here he comes. You remember Luca Rossi?
Oh, yeah.
He's on Tommy's new album.
Was he the singer of the band? Because I know Newstead was the bassist and Gilby was the guitarist.
Yeah, Luca won Rockstar Supernova.
Yes, he did.
And became part of the band.
He was the contestant who obviously Tommy wanted to rock with after
and it's
every
still paying dividends because he gets to be on Tommy. I didn't even know Tommy was having a new album.
What happened with the band with originally? Did he actually record with Tommy back in the day?
It's a great question. I don't know.
Because I don't think anything really happened for that guy. It's just a big fake TV show.
Sold a bill of goods.
What about the girl that always put her name in the song?
Oh, Delana?
Delana.
Delana.
Wait, wasn't the other one to NXS, Rockstar NXS, didn't they actually tour with NXS?
Yes, he did. JD did tour with NXS. JD Power, I believe. No, not JD Power. JD, God, what was his name? He was a good singer. They had a song that actually charted with him. I don't think it was a big hit. It was like number 35 or something.
JD Fortune.
That's him. It was close.
God.
He was pretty good.
Let's see what is but he doing anything now?
No, that was like a 3-year thing, and then
say ya. So what's he doing now? And
I don't know.
I'm worried about this guy. Oh, he's got solo music.
Of course he does.
Sorry. How obvious.
what are the NXS brothers doing? Because those are three brothers. And I mean, as much as Michael Hutchins got all the credit. That was a good band.
Yeah, doesn't say what they're doing, if anything.
Huh.
They just did the documentary, I guess, and
that's
it.
To an NXS show. I've been to a couple. Mm. Yes.
Huh.
One was right after Suicide Blonde, and it was a great, great show. I really enjoyed it. But the first time I went and saw them was in Worcester, Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. It was like 88, 89. So they were pumping pretty good then. It was at the Worcester Centrum, and just outside of Boston, and our music director said, I'm going to meet Michael Hutchins, and he was really cool about that because he met everybody, so, you know, Boston was a big market for all those bands, so Rick was like, it's no big deal, and we go backstage, and I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to meet Michael Hutchins, that'd be kind of cool, get a picture, and of course, the only guys there are the three brothers, no Michael Hutchins.
Oh, of course.
But they couldn't have been nicer, they were really nice guys, the Ferris brothers. Still, that doc is on. I saw it on. I think it might be on Prime.
Yep.
It's very good. And I saw the Shannon Hoon doc on Apple TV. or Apple, whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah,
Apple.
On demand.
Yeah. That's a really... I thought both of them were fantastic. The Michael Hutchins one, I think I liked better. I mean, he's a bigger star. And there was a lot of... They seem to have a lot of private video of him for some reason with his various girlfriends.
I remember you telling us about this. I thought you said he filmed pretty much everything.
His whole life.
I believe he did. Yeah. And so, you know, him and Kylie Minogue, there was some really good video of those. Gosh, she's pretty.
Yeah.
I forgot how pretty she still looks. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And it was really weird watching that video. It was like, you could tell there was something. I mean, they were. I mean, I would have guessed that she would say he was the love of her life and maybe vice versa. And it was like, oh, man, that is such a drag that he ended up with Patsy Kensit, right? Is that the one that was with Bob Geldof? Was it Patsy? I'm confusing two women, I think.
That just does not sound right.
And they had kids named Tiger Lily. Heard they had a kid named Tiger Lily with Geldof's ex. Okay, she's dead. She OD'd after Hutchins' deal.
Polly Yates.
That's right. She did the big breakfast show. And Michael Hutchins came on. She was married to Geldof. And people were like, oh, my God, you guys, we're so cute together. And she's just flirting shamelessly with him. And then they ended up doing it. and then I think it was off to the races. And she didn't care if Geldof knew. And it was like, just so in love. But she had three kids with Sir Bob, and they fought endlessly over the kids, and they were both doing drugs like wildfire. And so, you know,
great
for
names
all their,
too, Heavenly and Tiger Lily and Fifi and Peaches.
For all their complaining about Bob Geldof.
And want to lay a couple of guys. He's going to get out of hand. I don't know.
So you know she's married.
Anyway, Bob Geldof ended up being the good guy because when she died, I believe he raised their child with his daughters.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can't believe everything you read. No, you can't. Maybe Bob should have had Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men, had he been here. Because for nearly 30 years, Adam has been helping men just like Bob Geldof protect their rights, their property, get the fair treatment in the court system you deserve. Don't take a chance with your future. Go with the best. Adam has a knowledgeable, aggressive, experienced attorneys that you want. Call Adam at 248-356-2326. 248-356-ADAM. And Hutchins, you know, to be that desired has got to be hard because there's always some hot piece of ass that wants you. I mean,
well, he did
always.
He did what you should do, I guess, just to bang all of them. Just jump from girl to girl. Come on, man.
Well, there was a girlfriend before Kylie Minogue, and that was she was from younger, early 20s, I think, and everyone thought they would get married. They were, and she's, of course, gorgeous, like all his girlfriends. When he was at that hotel, and he was in all that turmoil. Yeah. Because Bob Geldof would not agree to let the kids go somewhere, so therefore they couldn't have the kids, and maybe Paula couldn't come, and oh my God, the world's going to come to an end. They've been together for like 3 years or something. It just seemed like too much drama, and I think the drugs probably had a lot to do with it. But anyway,
he's saying that he needed her tonight?
Well, he was calling the ex-girlfriend from the 80s when, you know, he's in this thing with Geldof and Paula Yates. I mean, something's wrong with someone who has to call their ex-girlfriends all the time.
He was just horny, right?
Probably, yes. I think he talked to a couple other whores, too. Some local whores.
Just said, fuck it, I'll strangle myself.
Maybe.
But you think it's a suicide, didn't you? Isn't that the conclusion you came up with?
I'm really not sure. I don't know. I mean, people want to say that Chris Cornell died of suicide, didn't die of suicide, that it was
totally
autoeroticism. And people said the same thing about Michael Hutchins. That whole Patsy Kensit world, or Paula Yates, that Paula Yates world was so destructive, toxic, dramatic. And they tried to suggest that Michael was never right since he got punched out by this guy I believe it was Kylie Minogue, and his head hit the concrete, yep. and he had headaches for the rest. And I don't know. I really thought he did kill himself. It just seemed.
I wish I'd never met him.
Chris Cornell, too, for that matter. Didn't you think Cornell committed suicide?
Oh, 100%. I think he committed suicide. But that seems to fit Cornell. I don't know why. Maybe that's just me, my own bias.
He had a lot of struggles.
Yeah.
He was in love with me. He said that he'd never been so comfortable with someone.
Was Trent Bolte involved in that, too? I feel like he's involved in everything. He didn't text back, did he, Brandon? Bolts? Bolts!
No.
Bolt. No one's ever called him Bolts.
They should. Well, that reminds me. I don't know why that reminds me, but it reminds me that Righteous Rick spent the weekend working hard if he could find Denny McClain's place. Apparently, he found it somehow. I don't know how he got there because he couldn't explain it to anyone else. But somehow he found his way. And I guess Brandon was asking for a picture with Denny to post or something.
Yeah, I decided just to reach out to him on Saturday morning because I knew he was there. And I said, hey, by the way, just in case we talk to you, why don't you take a couple pictures so we can see what it looked like and maybe get a picture with Denny himself. And, you know, maybe if we do talk to you, hey, it might be the show cover or something like that. And I'll Photoshop Drew onto it.
Was Rick in his element by then? Was he acting cocky?
He was all geeked. He said, oh, it's going great. There's so many Drew and Mike fans here. I love it. And so he was.
It's all about him. It is. Just like it was when I gave him 10 seconds to plug. He said, I'll be there all day.
Go back up to the pictures real quick. What's, I just want to see Rick. I didn't see him.
So I asked him to send
me some photos. I'll be there all day.
He sent a whole bunch of them, and I couldn't really see what was going on because a lot of the stuff was far away. And the picture that he did take with Denny,
diaper?
Well, he decided to put like lights in the background. So basically all you can see is this huge light. And you're right, he's wearing a chin diaper.
Well, that's good. I mean, I don't want
to. Rick, is he not more aware of?
It's very responsible of Rick to be wearing a mask.
Is he not more aware of lighting though than that?
Well,
I'm in the picture. I'm not taking it.
He took the photos that he sent me, and then he uploaded them.
My bottom left one is atrocious.
Oh, there's a post.
Yeah, he uploaded them on Facebook and said, you want to go ahead?
Oh, we got Denny McClain estate sale. We will be there all weekend to the Drew and Mike fans who came out as well. Arr.
And what if people respond to that?
Thank you to the Drew and Mike fans.
Well, I mean, it got a lot of hits. He got 70 likes, 55 comments. But the problem is some people had, I think they had issues with his photography skills.
No, really?
Because he's. Pictures are, I don't know, they're a little fuzzy, the lighting's terrible, it's hard to kind of see what's going
on.
And the first comment
that.
Is, blurry pics, Rick, what the fuck?
No way, LOL. What do you mean, no way, Rick? We're looking at the photos. They're blurry.
The next one. Hey, Rick, are you using Aaron Carter's iPhone 1 from 2007 to take these pics?
Man, you guys fucking break balls, I swear to God. Yeah, that was a response worth putting in there.
Here's the next one. The last picture is making me cockeyed.
Yeah, look at it with your eyes closed. It's just fine.
Here's
that's
Scott
funny. That's
jumps
a funny
in.
Rick response.
Hey, did you de-pants anyone?
Damn, almost.
Let's see. Here's Drew posted a picture, and it said, I got something for you, Rick. And then it's a picture of lens wipes.
Don't need them.
Don't need them. I like the blurry pictures.
What is he talking about?
I tried to make them blurry. It's an artsy thing.
Oh, see, now
somebody finally asks him where it is. Like,
oh, and he just spills it. I mean, once you're 2 days into the thing, yeah, why not promote it?
So Rick puts the address on, the guy below goes, oh, now you know the address.
No one lets anyone get away with anything.
Oh, I know. It's great.
Oh, man.
Rick, do I amuse you?
Oh, wait a second.
Hey, here comes another guy. Hey, guys, people forget that Righteous Rick knows a lot about memorabilia. So good for him to be involved with this.
Yeah, Raymond's right. That's true. But then Rick says,
I sold a lot today.
He did have his own stand. Remember we asked him if he was going to have his own booth?
He had his own shit?
I kind of think he might have. What does he mean, I sold a lot today?
What does he mean, Denny's stuff?
But then that's Denny's stuff.
Well, that's what he was supposed to do, wasn't it?
I hope he kept a good ledger of everything. Actually, I'm sure Denny.
Forensic accountant for both of them.
I also saw somebody wondering if Righteous Rick ended up purchasing Denny McClain's cell phone.
No, he stole it.
Yeah, he just.
So Rick. I don't know. I imagine Denny cleaned up because he did have a lot of good items there, and it looked like a lot of people kept coming and going.
Well, plus he can sign anything for anyone that walks in.
Oh, wait, this could be breaking news. He responded to Mike Morse, and he wrote, because they were talking about Rick was kind of sandbagging how COVID's gotten him out of shape, kind of like you, Drew. And then he says, Rick says, I'm not in fighting shape yet, but want one more.
All right. Yeah.
How about you want one fight, Rick? They always seem to cancel.
No. How can you have forfeits? So Bill, how is it that people forfeit to him?
Bill McClain, so how many autographs did you get him to sign for you? Yo, Bill, I got a stash. I'm bringing him Wednesday for me. Rick, I thought you were helping out. I think Rick is capitalizing on this. Not that that's a problem. But do you think Rick capitalizing or helping out more?
I think it's probably about even.
I should almost do a Twitter poll. But Rick can't even
fight him.
Rick can't even respond because he's still kicked off Twitter.
Oh, that's right. Well, he was. Really? It's Sunday, so is he still out there? Do you suppose helping clean up?
Probably. No, oh, he's not cleaning up. He's bossing people around.
I don't think he is either.
Yeah, he's still suspended.
Oh, man. What did he do that was so hideous?
Drew, he never lets anything go. So if these Aaron Carter people start attacking him, calling him a pedophile, whatever, he just has to fight back.
What, even after the FBI gets involved in his life, he can't let it go?
Which time?
Gets the FBI involved in our life?
Which time?
Jesus.
Was that the FBI the other time?
It might have been. Seems to know him pretty well.
Did you see that story about the FBI at 12 and John R. outside the Texas Roadhouse?
Yeah.
They went to serve a warrant on a guy.
Yeah.
And he opened fire on him, and they fucking lit him up. But an agent was actually hit. I guess the agent's okay. That's what I read, Brandon. I don't know if you...
Oh, my God.
If you saw that or not.
I was seeing it more on the social... I didn't read the actual story. I was just seeing responses from it.
Brandon, does that happen a lot, Brandon, where you don't read the story, you just read like the headline? Which you can get a lot out of
it.
He
just sends a lot of prep. He doesn't read any of it, but he sends
that
a lot.
That story wasn't in my prep. I read 80% of the ones that
well,
I sent.
Well, maybe it should have
today.
Been.
You send more prep than any one person could possibly read on some days.
All I knew is that
sometimes there's too many good things.
All I knew is that I've been to that Texas Roadhouse and I thought,
yo, that could have been me.
Could have been.
Could have been. You never
is
know.
Is that a new could have been me?
It is, yeah.
What's that from?
That was the guy who I think was on the plane where the lady went nuts.
Oh.
He's like
that could have been me.
My favorite part of that story, that guy, because Fox 2 interviewed him, and he helped subdue the woman who was having some kind of psychotic breakdown on a flight to Detroit. And he's 6'8 and used to work security, and he's wearing a black shirt that says security on it. And I don't know why that's just funny, but he knew how ridiculous that was because everybody was looking at him like, you have a shirt that says security on it. This is up to you now, my man.
6'8 too.
What a concept, though. If you got his t-shirt on that says security.
What happened to these marshals, by the way? Because I see two guys who are forced to drag her up to the front of the plane. I'm like, how did these guys get nominated? What if this chick is...
Yeah.
I mean, who knows what she could do?
Well, no marshals on that plane. Wasn't it Atlanta to Detroit? So
yes, it was.
They probably figured, yeah.
Oh, boy. You know, it's interesting that Denny comes up because Bob Gibson died over the weekend.
Yeah.
The great Bob Gibson. Man, he was the great Bob Gibson. I love seeing clips of him pitch because his follow-through is so dramatic, the way he falls off the mound. I mean, he put everything into that ball. He seemed like a mean guy, and in fact, I think it was about 10 years ago, he beat the shit out of somebody in a road rage thing.
Oh, really?
I think the other guy was the aggressor, and Bob Gibson's like, okay, you want something? Come on. And the guy was much younger, too,
shit.
And Bob Gibson just pummeled him.
Wow.
But he was mean-looking. His pitches were mean as hell. God, he was on fire for a stretch in his career. 1.12 ERA in 68.
They had to change the mound because of him.
How he lost nine games that year.
Literally changed the game.
He did.
Move the lower the mound, right?
And then he pitched against the Tigers. He beat Denny twice in the World Series. And then he lost to Lolich when Kurt Flood lost a fly ball. Kurt Flood lost Jim Northrup's two-run triple. He, I believe he ran in on it, went over his head. Or Gibson would have won three games in that series like he did in 67. And I think he won two in 64. Those are great Cardinal teams. And when I think of Gibson, I think of the great matchups you used to have because those guys completed all their games. So you get Gibson and Jenkins, Jenkins and Seaver, Gibson and Seaver, Gibson and Marischal, Gaylord Perry and Ferguson Jenkins, Gaylord Perry and Bob Gibson, Bob Gibson against Phil Niekro, a 300-game winner, and on and on and on. And the one that I really remember was Gibson and Jenkins on opening day at Wrigley Field. And Gibson, the Cubs and Cards were tied 1-1 going into extra innings, and Gibson and Jenkins were both still in the game. Jenkins put the Cardinals down in the top of the 10th. Gibson got a couple outs in the bottom, and then Billy Williams hit a solo home run to win the game 2-1 for the Cubs on opening day.
Well, how about this Bob Gibson fact? He homered in both World Series he played in.
Yeah, he was a good stick. Jenkins was, too.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that is pretty amazing. There were a lot of pitchers hitting home runs in World Series, more than you would ever think. Yeah, he just had an incredible career. He pitched against, I'm trying to think who else was pitching well then. Oh, Don Drysdale, he pitched against Koufax. He
went back. Koufax.
Koufax went to 66, and Gibson was pretty strong by 63, 64.
Is he overshadowed by Koufax because of that? Because Koufax, that five-year stretch, it's probably the best five-year stretch of any pitcher.
Maybe a little bit. But Koufax was only 5 years. Gibson, Koufax won, I think, 165 games and lost 80.
Plus,
and
you
Gibson won 251 games.
I think playing in Seattle or St. Louis probably hurt him a little, too, because you always hear about the Yankees and the Dodger players.
Baseball is, St. Louis is a great baseball town, but it is not Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And did the Dodgers, the Dodgers move forward with their win, and Kershaw threw a brilliant game in that game three they had with the Padres, was it? I think it was the Padres.
St. Louis beat the Padres.
Cubs and the White Sox.
You're thinking of the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah. Oh, the Brewers? Okay.
I mean, come on. Who isn't rooting for a Marlins-Rays World Series? The battle for Florida?
The fucking Marlins beat the Cubs! And the A's beat the White Sox. The White Sox are out already. They had such a great lineup. I saw
really Bartman was trending over the weekend because of that.
Was Bartman at the game?
No, but the only fans that were like at the game were sitting in Bartman's area, and so it just went viral.
Bartman's area.
But this season's so dumb. Wouldn't that be great if it was the Marlins and the Rays aren't that bad. The Rays
are really good.
Yeah.
That would be interesting, I suppose.
But maybe the two teams that most of America does not give a shit about.
Yeah, true. Nobody cares about
that. I think actually Oakland and Miami might be a worse matchup.
Did the Yankees advance?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. See, I kind of like Oakland because Oakland has always had those really hardcore fans.
But they've always been good.
Oakland?
Yeah.
They had a bad stretch after the three championships, 72, 73, 74.
No, I just mean recently.
Yeah, they have had some good teams. They never get the World Series.
Well, the problem is they develop all these guys that people steal. They can't re-sign anybody. The Giambis, you know.
No,
you look
their revenue, their revenue streams just aren't that great. So
with the Marlins. Donaldson. Look at all the guys the Marlins have gotten rid of.
Seattle Mariners there for a while, too, and that's a pretty big market.
I think we're all rooting for the San Diego Padres.
Yeah, I kind of like the Padres, man.
I know Ricky's rooting for the San Diego Padres. Oh, he's probably rooting for the Oakland A's, too.
The Padre beat St. Louis, right?
Padre.
I just love baseball.
Only referring to them as the San Diego Padre because of Ricky Henderson.
Of course.
Such a great word. 33 steal.
And the NBA Finals has got to be the most anticlimactic thing ever. Although, you know, there was excitement.
Everyone's injured.
Because, the Heat are down. And they got three guys hurt now. With the Lakers, with LeBron, LaWoke, as many people are calling him now, versus Miami, his former team, and a pretty big market, the feeling was that maybe the league could rally a little bit from last year when they were in Toronto and Sacramento. Or is it San Francisco, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden State.
Golden State. But, you know, having a Canadian team was considered a disaster. Well, game one, the Lakers had the lowest audience ever for an NBA Finals game, 7.41 million. The Masked Singer almost beat the NBA Finals. That's pretty bad. And, again, LeBron James and the Lakers. I mean, last year also they complained, oh, there's no LeBron in the finals. That's part of it. But last year they did 13.88, or was it 17? Hold on. They lost a shit ton of people. Anyway, game two, they had 4.6 million versus 14.05 for game two with Toronto and Golden State.
What day was that?
That was on Sunday night, Friday night. So that's less than one third. Less than a third.
Yeah.
And, you know, I keep reading, and oh boy, these guys are getting trolled a lot online. Mark Cuban, LeBron, Adam Silver, they keep saying, oh, it's no big deal. No big deal. No big deal. We're not worried. No, no, no. How could you not be a little concerned?
Oh, I'm sure they are.
But well, LeBron said, hey, don't watch. If you don't like Black Lives Matter, if you're not worried about Brianna, then fuck you. Don't watch. I don't want you to watch. Trump, I don't care. If you watch, fuck you. Well,
the question just seems a little arrogant. Is that really why they're not watching? I mean, I don't know.
I think it's got to have something to do with it. I mean, they did a poll that it was the first thing that came up when they asked people why they weren't watching the NBA. But I feel like this idea that you're no longer, hey, you know what? We're not really a product that has customers. We're more than a product that has customers. We have to lecture people, and we have to, we can't not speak out on important political issues. And I was amazed when they really dug into this that they found out that so many people were appalled by their whole ass-kissing China while they criticize America nonstop. I thought, you know, the China thing, I recognize as a big story, but I didn't think most people really thought about
China.
It seemed like something that would be a Twitter thing.
I don't think they did think about it until they could jump on and attack some of these guys.
But I think to suggest that, you know, your audience they're wrong.
No, but I didn't hear anybody talking about civil rights in Hong Kong, and then that happened, and then not next thing you know, everyone's talking about it.
Oh, no, no one was talking.
Now all of a sudden they care about it.
What I mean. I thought it was a Twitter thing. That the way the story panned out, you know, you have the Houston assistant general manager who wishes luck to the protesters in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And China can't handle even the tiniest bit of criticism from the NBA and says, fuck you, NBA. And LeBron agrees with them and says, I think he was misinformed.
Yeah. No.
Misinformed.
Stupid of him to say
that. What? And then he said, sometimes you got to keep your mouth shut. And then, you know, he wants to tell us all what we should be worried about in America and lecture people. And I don't know, this idea of telling your audience they're wrong all the time, I don't know if that's really good for business. Because you are a product.
Well, it is amazing how he really is the NBA.
He is. And I think he is, in large part, the cause of people's dismay with the NBA.
I'm sure.
But, you know, your audience does bring you all these dollars. And I think there is a...
So does China.
China does too. Yeah, they do. That's right.
I mean, now you know where he's coming from.
Well, no, I do.
They moved to China, LeBron.
But I think if you're going to tell people, hey, shut up about China, you should tell them to shut up about America too. I mean, I don't really think, I don't want to tell LeBron what to do. It's not my problem. I'm not worried about it. He certainly has more than enough to decide on his own, and he seems fairly happy about it. But, I mean, the inconsistency was hard for people to deal with.
Sure. Of course.
And I would rather have people in my audience than lecture my audience.
I know. It's just
personally.
Funny, because I've watched a lot of the NBA playoffs this year, and I don't really even think about him or that unless he's playing. But.
Well, I didn't like LeBron for a long time. I hated him ever since the, you know, I'm going to take my talents to Miami. Yeah. And I got over it because I just thought he's such a great player, and he makes it exciting. And even when you're rooting against him, you kind of respect him. You can't help it. But this year was different. I really got sick of him.
Well, they have a game tonight, and they'll probably get trounced in the ratings because, you know, the NFL's playing.
Oh, this finals will be possibly the biggest disaster the NBA has ever had. Now, they have
how much of that is because of the shift as well, too?
Oh, I'm sure some of it is, but, you know, and that's what people do. When your ratings suck, people will always give you a million excuses for it, but they have to take some of this on themselves.
Oh,
I mean,
100%,
this is the NFL, by the way, they're doing their numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing pretty well.
Yeah, they're up the last 2 years.
So that would sort of throw a lot of their excuses. And Mark Cuban's been in a fight with some idiot online about ratings. I mean, acting like, hey, our ratings are great. What are you talking about?
It's really overshining all the good things Cubes has done lately.
What's Cubes been doing?
Donated a lot of money to the two deputies that were shot.
Oh, okay.
He also got Delonte West some help.
Oh, yeah. That was great. Yeah. I agree.
I love
Cuban. I like Cubes. Generally speaking, I like Cubes. I really do. And I don't always agree with him, but I do like him.
Sure.
And I liked him on I like his TV show. I used to watch it all the time. For some reason, I just got maybe a little bored with it. My mom was obsessed with it. Yeah, Shark Tank.
Oh, I thought you were talking about The Benefactor.
Oh, The Benefactor. I know. I was hooked on The Benefactor.
Should we call William Chappelle to have him comment
on Mark the NBA?
Cuban? Yeah. The worst part, truly, is that
we've already talked to
real friends here. I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
I remember he was going to pass Cubes on the Forbes list, so we'll see. We can see how much money he's donating to the two. Really put him on the spot, the two officers that were shot, unfortunately.
You know, if LeBron's month wasn't negative enough with some people, and I thought it was bullshit when the sheriff said, hey, let's see LeBron James double the reward for this guy if he's so worried about violence. Well, LeBron didn't. And he didn't say anything. And finally, someone asked him, and he said, no comment. And I thought to say no comment, you know, that's really stupid.
It's pretty weak.
Why not just say, I mean, because that really, LeBron has been saying a lot of things like, we're being hunted down by the police.
What he should have done, he should have done.
He is not being hunted down by the police. In fact, no one is being hunted down by the police. I think that's ridiculous.
He should have donated the money, but made a point that he's not. He didn't donate it because that guy asked him to. Because that was also the annoying part of it, is that the guy really put him on the spot. And it's like, it's his money. Let him donate it back to China. Who cares?
I think, honestly, if LeBron had donated money, a lot of people would have said, hey, you know, that's pretty fucking cool.
And someone would have said, oh, there you go, putting China money into our politics.
It's my money, and I need it now.
Well, there's some people who are just going to disagree with everything. I'm just amazed now. Nothing happens that isn't the fault of some political thing. And I don't know why that Whitmer story annoyed me so much today. I guess it was because, first of all, I understood the ruling. She gave an emergency order, and, you know, I just read the story straight away, and they said that, yes, the first emergency order is perfectly understandable through April 30th.
Yeah.
But then when you keep extending it, it's not really an emergency anymore. So to keep declaring it an emergency, you have to have the legislature involved. And I got to tell you, that doesn't bother me.
Sure. I mean, I honestly have no opinion either way on it. I just don't.
I don't know why should feel so differently about it than she does. I mean, they're all elected officials. You know,
kind of feel like people were going to do what they wanted to do anyway. Nobody's enforcing half the shit.
Pretty much. I mean, New York is what's amazing to me. New York has come back from the horrible position they were in when this started. And now they're falling right back into it. What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you explain that?
I'm not a doctor.
I'm not either, but I just thought they really... there was a time where, God, New York has kicked this thing in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now it's just back to crazy land again.
I don't know.
So, anyway.
A long time before COVID disappears. I was just looking at Twitter, and the doctors are really mad at Trump.
The doctors are mad at Trump?
A doctor from Walter Reed is very mad at Trump.
Oh, what for?
For doing his little drive-by today. I would say because against the recommendation of the CDC, they're like,
to do a drive-by.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Please don't leave your hospital room right now. It's not time yet.
But
I'll tell you, the only reason I would maybe agree with these people is because there are other Secret Service guys in the car with him.
Is he wearing a mask?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would you want to get in a car with someone that's COVID-19 positive?
No, I wouldn't. Are they sitting next to him?
Just to do a drive-by?
But aren't they driving the car?
Well, you want to see the video?
Can you see who's in the car?
You can see people in the car, yeah. Off the fire.
I mean, are they sitting right next to him? I don't know why someone would have to sit next to him.
Go for all the joyrides you want with COVID-19 positive people.
I will. Hey, if Trump's in the back seat, I'll drive.
That's a hell of traffic.
You will? All right.
No, I'm just not that worried. If it's a limousine and he's sitting in the back and I'm driving it, I'm not really that worried.
One that's sealed up?
No, I've got my glass behind me.
Okay.
What kind of a chauffeur do you think I am?
Do you wear the hat?
Maybe.
Did you see the video, Brandon, or no?
I think I saw pictures
of
it. So
the doctor actually came out and said he doesn't like that?
Yeah, well, an attending physician there. So
well, he's fired.
I don't even know if he works, you know, with him.
By the way, Twitter was driving me crazy. And I started digging into it because I saw.
Here it is. Okay. There's no partition there. There's the still picture. That could be you.
Oh, he's in an SUV.
Yeah, that could be you right there.
Well, no, I don't want
to
be.
It's the same one he took to the hospital.
Not the car I'm driving.
It's the same one he took to the hospital.
Not the car I'm driving. I thought he choppered over there.
Yeah, but then they got, you didn't see him getting the SUV, which.
And you're driving along. La, 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 woo.
They had a brilliant move where they could block where the cameras were so you couldn't see him get out of the chopper into the SUV.
No.
That was a good move.
Why are people carrying signs and shit?
Because they love him. What? Oh, here's the video. Really? Oh, this will be fun.
Where did these people get the time to make these signs?
Looks like fun. Looks like a good time.
I think, I don't know. I'm surprised people have time to do that because people are sitting out there all day Saturday and all day Friday.
Yeah, he's probably
what? Really.
He's probably doing. I mean, it serves a lot of.
What are they? They're not paid to do that.
Them.
I mean, I don't think they are.
They probably are paid by George Soros. Wait, that doesn't work. The Koch brothers, another boogeyman. And William Barr is self quarantining now.
Oh,
William Barr, self quarantining.
Oh. By the way, are you worried about?
This is fucking insane.
How many people? Really is it scary. 10 people from the administration?
You know, I don't know what the scoreboard is up to now because there's been quite a few scoreboards.
Chris Christie's the one that worries me. He's a big guy.
He's just got asthma. That's what he said. That's why he went to the hospital.
He doesn't have COVID?
No, he does, but because of his asthma, that's why he's going.
Oh. Well, you know, can you put on the GMA doctor from this morning? It's like 7:05 or 8:05 or whenever the thing starts, like 5 minutes in. I've always liked her. I've always felt she spoke with common sense.
Oh, the one whose husband committed suicide?
Jennifer Ashton?
Yeah.
Her husband committed suicide?
I believe so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, like not that long ago.
Well, it's not because of her, because she's great.
Well, I think they broke up.
Oh. Well, then she dumped him.
I could be totally wrong on this, though.
First of all, she's beautiful. Second of all, she's smart as hell.
Yeah.
I'll reverse those. I'll say she's smart as hell and she's beautiful.
You're going Steve Martin.
But I just like, you know, she's not kissing anyone's ass here, but I thought she was saying pretty much what everyone normally says, except when it's Trump, it's all different.
What's that?
Well, when it's Trump, people are speculating wildly and, you know, people go with it because it's some anonymous source.
Well, I think you'd be worried about any president.
We remain cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, but when you're getting quoted on his condition and you're not his doctor, I think that's a little weird.
Oh, they love showing that one photo of everybody at the Amy Coney Barrett.
Yes. There are a few people that have masks on, but not many.
That's got to be where it all started, right?
He's been campaigning, too.
He debated? Said in that video, the next few days are the real test. Now, we've been told that the president's vital signs were at least at one point very concerning. We know that he received oxygen. What does that say to you?
Wow, Eva, so much to unpack there. First of all, big picture here. As I've been saying from the start of this pandemic, I think it is really important to get medical information from medical professionals, get political information from politicians. So what may be very concerning to a layperson may not be very concerning to a physician. In terms of this oxygen question, I can only tell you as a practicing physician, if I had a 74-year-old 40-year-old man who happened to be the president of the United States, I would have an extremely low threshold for putting a little bit of supplemental oxygen on someone. We really can't read too much into what dropping means. If a number goes from 97 to 96, that is not as clinically significant as if it goes to 88, for example.
Oh, and we also know that the president and his staff are tested on a regular basis. With that amount of testing, how is it possible that he and other senior staff were still exposed to this virus?
What's up, Cap?
Well, Eva, this virus does not need security clearance. Testing for surveillance measures is not the same thing as preventative measures like masking and distancing and hand hygiene. You know, it's really just for surveillance. So it is not a license to not wear a mask, sit inches apart from someone, or go into crowded places. And we have to remember that in terms of viruses, there's a latency period where you can be exposed and therefore infected and test negative, and there are false negatives. So testing does not
the virus.
All of those other measures don't get followed.
And the White House has been criticized this morning for its contact tracing around all of this. Talk us through how contact tracing is supposed to work and what people who are exposed to someone who is exposed to the virus should do.
So this is really important, Eva, and this comes from CDC guidance. If you are exposed to a confirmed COVID case, meaning prolonged close contact or potentially even an enclosed indoor space for a prolonged period of time, you go 48 hours from when that person developed symptoms or when they tested positive. So I'm going to use you as an example. If you were exposed to someone...
She's a low IQ individual.
You go back 48 hours from that point Wednesday morning. If you were with that person on Monday, you do not need to self-quarantine. If you're within that 48-hour period, you need to self-quarantine for 14 days. And Eva, follow this one. Testing does not exonerate you from that quarantine period.
She lied to my face.
5 times in 14 days, you still have to quarantine for 14 days.
An important clarification for a lot of people who have questions about that contact tracing this morning. Dr. Jen Ashton, thank you so much.
There's my girl, Jen Ashton.
Very good.
She's good.
And yeah, 2 weeks after her divorce was finalized, the ex-husband jumped off the George Washington.
He couldn't live without her. I mean, if you had her and you didn't have her, you wouldn't want to live.
I know, but he was a pretty successful guy himself.
There's certain women that if there's certain women, you're better off not having them, because if you don't have them, life is not worth living.
And 2 kids.
Can I say? Yeah, no, but he knew he'd never land another Jennifer Ashton. He knew he'd never have another woman that smart and that pretty. No, I don't know. What's wrong? Great. What's they say? What was wrong with the guy? What was he depressed about? Besides losing Jen Ashton,
maybe he's celebrating, and he slipped and fell. I don't know.
Well, how did he kill himself?
He jumped off the George Washington Bridge.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I remember that being a big story.
Damn, I don't remember that at all.
It happened in 2017, but we never knew about it until Kate Spade committed suicide, and then she talked about it on Good Morning America.
Oh, really?
But that was, you know.
Oh, that reminds me. I thought this was so cool that Kate Beckinsale brought up her losing her baby at 20 weeks because of Chrissy Teigen.
Yeah, great.
Well, wearing. Okay, listen to this headline. It sounds like I'm making fun of Kate Beckinsale. I don't mean to make fun of her. I just was Chrissy Teigen getting too much of the miscarriage oxygen in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the headline. Kate Beckinsale dons a racy swimsuit as she walks her cats by the pool while sharing her soul-destroying story of losing her baby at 20 weeks. Why is she donning a racy swimsuit while sharing the story? Doesn't that seem a little... I guess maybe I just need to get with the times.
I know, thank you.
Because I had the same complaint about Megan Thee Stallion. Spreading your legs and twerking while you're giving some important message, it seems to me. I don't know.
I know, thanks for giving me a boner and then knocking it down right away. Jesus.
Did she have to wear a racy swimsuit to tell the story?
Well,
she looks fantastic.
Yeah, because no one wants to hear from her otherwise.
Right? When did she last do anything anybody watched?
When she was getting done by Pete Davidson, we paid attention to her for a while. But you mean her actual job?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last movie.
I mean, I want to say 15 years since I've seen anything with her in it but I don't watch everything.
15?
What's that?
15? Well, I guess. I don't know. In Total Recall, right?
Total Recall? That wasn't a long time ago?
Like 5 decades ago.
Well, I mean the reboot, but I think that was actually older than I thought. And like I said, the Underworld movies, which were all through the
2000s. Those are big. Yeah. No one watched
Total Recall came out in 2012. So yeah, it's been a while since I've seen her in anything.
I did notice, because I checked her Instagram, it doesn't get that many likes.
Oh, really?
Not really. Not. She's got millions of people on there.
Oh, man. You know, that's why she's wearing a bathing suit, to talk about that stuff.
Well, I saw her taking some incredibly sexy pictures on her Instagram and not having that many.
I'm seeing some numbers here. Here she is in a bikini.
And she's in a bikini.
Quarter of a million.
How many followers does she have?
She has 4.4 million.
Really?
Well, if you're in a bikini, I would expect 250,000.
You don't expect more from her?
I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I saw that. I'm so happy to hear that
bikini.
Amanda Bynes is back on social media.
I know.
Because no one is more balanced on social media than Amanda Bynes.
I was so excited, and then I saw the picture, and I went, oh, God, that's it.
Yeah.
She has dark hair. Are people trolling her? Because she trolled people about their looks
repeatedly. Called everybody was ugly.
Yeah. I mean, she should be off social media forever. She really should. She made such an ass of herself, and she wasn't well. And she just
I'm back!
She was going to get married to this guy recently, and her parents were like, no, you're not.
Yeah, so she didn't get married?
No, she didn't. But she had almost as many likes as Kate Beckinsale.
Because everyone's just waiting for her to go nuts again.
Brandon, she doesn't always have 250,000 likes, does she?
Not always. No, I've seen it range from 75,000 all the way up to quarter million.
Oh, it's always as low as, I mean, it's always as high as 75,000? Because that's not
I didn't
that
see
bad.
Any that were under 75,000. Okay. That's pretty impressive.
It's not bad.
Sorry, here's one that's 38,000, so.
Yeah, I thought it was much lower than that when I was looking
but,
at
I mean,
it.
When
but
we post our show
ago.
On Facebook, if I crack 100 likes, I'm pretty happy.
I just came across a story. This guy might be fun to call. He's 87 years old, and tomorrow he's doing his last chance at passing the bar in California.
How old is he?
He's failed it 4 times. 87.
Oh, man.
He failed out of law school, too, but we know because of Kim Kardashian that you don't have to go to
law
school.
Yeah, why can't he just do what she did?
So he's paid $2,500 for a bar exam study course consisting of a bunch of law books. He's been studying several minutes a day. He just wants to pass the bar that bad. But he's a very successful man.
What does he do?
Former construction worker, retired real estate broker.
Okay.
Took him a full half minute to study the first 30 pages of the book. That's pretty good.
Why does he need to get a law degree after all that?
I don't know. You want to? Should we try calling him? We can wait till tomorrow to see if he passed.
Yeah, let's call him tomorrow. Okay. Hopefully congratulate him. Sarah Michelle Gellar, this is important. Sarah Michelle Gellar says that remote learning and the additional screen time has led to her son having eye problems.
My God. How much extra screen time does he have?
I don't know. What is she forcing her kid to do?
Well,
that sounds ridiculous.
What kind of school?
The kid's like 5.
Yeah, that's a lie.
But it's news. It's important because she said it. And I was listening to an interview with, for John Lennon's 80th birthday on, what day is that this week? What's today, the 4th?
Today's the 4th.
Sunday the 4th. Okay, so on Friday, John Lennon would have been 80, which is like, oh my God, really? And Sean Lennon has interviewed his brother Julian, his half-brother, Elton John and Paul McCartney. And I heard the Elton John part today, and I thought it was fantastic. I really thought it was great, because Elton John was talking about, they were great friends in the 70s. And Elton John is on, what's that record? Oh, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, which was on Walls and Bridges? God, am I having a brain fart today? Walls and Bridges? Something in Bridges? It was a great album. It did very well. In fact, damn it, that album wasn't in the top 500 either. Band on the Run?
Walls and Bridges.
Walls and Bridges? Walls and Bridges has the hits, Whatever Gets You Through the Night, and Elton plays piano on it, and you can hear his voice. And as he pointed out, it's a very unusual song for John Lennon. It's like, hey, everything's all right, man.
Great song.
Whatever gets you through the night. You can hear both their voices somehow. Isn't that weird?
Would you say Lennon peaked at what, 20? 20?
John Lennon? No.
Yeah, probably 20.
John Lennon
21.
Probably peaked in 70, 71 with Imagine and Plastic Ono Band, which...
That's, 60
Elton John,
years, about 6 years on the downslope.
Elton John was, however, at his peak in 74. And when they were producing that record, Elton said, that song's going to be huge. It's going to be number one. And John said, no, it's not even a single. And Elton said, yeah, I'll bet you. If it's number one, you have to perform with me on Thanksgiving at Madison Square Garden. And it was number one. And so Elton John said that when Lennon came on stage on Thanksgiving, it was the rocket applause like he's never heard before. And in fact, it was pretty crazy. And they played that song. They played Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, which Elton had turned into a number one hit for himself. Yeah. And he said he told John he wanted to cover a Beatles song. And John said, nobody's covered Lucy in the Sky. And so he did that. And it was a huge hit. And then they played I Saw Her Standing There, which John dedicated to Paul McCartney. And then John, who had thrown up beforehand, went to go hang out with Elton. It sounded like they partied quite a bit together from what Elton was having to say. And today, a guy by the name of Kenneth Womack, who's a Beatles historian, among other things, said that he has been trying to figure out... he has been trying to figure out forever what song inspired Grow Old With Me, one of the last songs Lennon wrote, which is a great song. And all he knew was that Lennon was in the Bahamas, and he said he saw a baseball movie. So anyway, this guy's been watching baseball movies, tons and tons of baseball movies, trying to find out where some of this line comes from. And it turns out it's from the movie, where's the title? A Love Affair, the Eleanor and Lou Gehrig story.
What?
And in the movie, Lou sends Eleanor a book of poems, and she tells him that she loves the Robert Browning poem, Grow Old With Me.
Oh.
Yeah, and so then he found out
that Robert Browning... I would rather wear Stanley Jesse Raphael's panties like a ski mask than see this film.
Did Robert Browning get writer credit on this
film? I don't think so.
What? Sue him!
And the movie, it turns out, was indeed on television in Bermuda when John Lennon was there.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, what a waste of time that guy
had. No way. That's a lot of time spent.
I mean, it's cool that he did it, but what a waste of time because it doesn't matter.
He watched dozens of baseball movies.
It sounds like an excuse just to watch a bunch of baseball movies.
True.
Yeah. What was the movie called?
I'm looking at it now. Love Affair, the Eleanor and Lou Gehrig story. Starring Edward,
sounds like a great one.
Edward Herman.
I mean, it seems to me saying Grow Old With Me to Lou Gehrig isn't very nice, considering that he's got Lou Gehrig's disease. And
well, she wants, why she wants him to grow old.
I know. No. It is a great song.
this biopic, which focuses less on Gehrig's rivalry with Ruth than on his love marriage with Eleanor, is based on her memoir. Who wants to know anything about that in regards to Lou Gehrig? No,
boring.
It's all about
right.
him and Babe Ruth.
How did Lennon get sucked into that movie? Although he got a great song out of it.
Well, he probably didn't want to get up and change the channel.
Yeah, wasn't it a made-for-TV movie, too?
Yeah, I think that's what it said.
Basically the essential. He was watching Lifetime.
Yeah, it's on NBC in 1978.
Lennon was a prolific TV watcher. Well, which is always one of the things I liked about him.
Nothing else going on.
You liked him because he was a couch potato?
Well, I respect him for that because I like to watch a lot of TV, too.
So much in common.
It's kind of a hobby.
They love to watch TV. And they like Lennon's music. That's what you guys have in common. I was trying to think of more.
You know, it was weird hearing Elton John talk about the Beatles, too, because he was talking about how he couldn't believe when he got a telegram from George when he did Your Song. But what a great song it was. And every time he was in a room with a Beatle, it would just freak him out. When Love Me Do came out, Elton claimed that he cycled 8 miles to buy it. And then cycled home carrying it so as not to damage it.
Uphill both ways.
I don't know.
Because you weren't a liar.
And bare feet.
I was questioning it because Elton was kind of chunky.
I was going to say, Elton on a bike.
Hey, did you see the cart driver that threw his bumper that fell off his car at another driver when he came around going 120 miles per hour and he hit the wrong car?
To the guy he meant to hit win?
I don't know. He beat him up after the race, though. He greeted him at the finish line, and then he
were they wearing masks?
They were wearing helmets.
Oh, helmet. Okay, that's the same difference.
So yeah, everything's cool.
Well, that reminds me. Somebody here sent a video. I'm going to find it real quick. They sent it to the Boner Line, and I think you're really going to like what this is. It's going to. It might eliminate some. Let's see. Is this it? No. It might eliminate some car chases, cop chases in the future. But basically what it is it's like this hook that the cops shoot out, and it grabs their wheel, and it stops them.
Cool.
And I thought it was...
Well, remember they were going to shoot a GPS tracker at the cars and just wait for the guy to stop.
Is this in here?
Like out with a really heavy... That sounds like the most...
That's a great idea.
Like the most obvious thing. You just shoot something with a really strong magnet.
Here it is. The police grappler. Check this thing out. I never knew this existed.
And they're actually using it?
Yes, they used it in this circumstance grappler. Right here. So.
I didn't even know they existed.
All right, so,
I didn't even know they existed. You know what? Why have I never done that in that voice?
All right, so this chick is driving out of control.
Get the graph. Shoot the grappler. Oh my God, is she wild?
They propel this grapple that gets a hold of the tire, and now she's toast.
So they were connected to her car. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. How do they
police
do that?
Grappler?
How did they get around the tire?
Yeah, it looked like it.
Oh, we're not going to see any fucking chases
anymore.
I'll
show you again. This is where it deploys.
Look how close they have to get to.
Boom, got him.
Whoa! Oh, and that's when she goes out of control.
Yeah, because she can't get away now.
I wonder how that thing works. Hey, did you see
that's
cops?
Why it's kind of like driving with an Exergenie.
It's called the Exergenie will hold you back. Bumper.
Click on it. See if they have a website. Did you see that cops is coming back? They've been filming cops.
And they're not showing them. It's like, well, we've been filming them, but we're not going to show them.
You wait.
Well, why would you be filming them?
You'll be able to see them. You can see everything now. Somebody will pick it up, put it online.
It better. It's a great fucking show.
Oh, wait. That shows how it works, Brandon. Go back to that. Can you rewind?
Oh, my God. Is that car fucked?
Wow, that's cool.
I don't know how to get
what a rush. That is so fucking cool. Oh my God. Is that cool?
I had thought of you too.
I'm so pumped.
There's a story last week about this. There's a Ukrainian plane that was going down. It was crashing.
Yeah.
A guy jumped off at the last minute and survived.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not joking. Yeah.
Well, of course. It makes total sense.
And then his quote was, it was like being in a video game. I mean, he's kind of fucked up. I think he broke a lot of legs and stuff, but he's totally fine. 26 people.
A lot of legs? Like more than two?
All three of them. 26 people died, but he lived because he jumped off at the very last second.
That's a good call.
And it slammed into the ground, and it blew up in flames, and he was totally cool.
I was a child when I thought of that.
And then he claims, too, that he tried to put out the flames because he saw his friends burning.
Well, that's a great thing, too. You're off the plane. You can help with the people, other people getting off the plane because you jumped off.
But he broke all three of his legs. How was he going to put out the fire?
Well, he's better off than everybody in the plane because he jumped out at the last second. What was I going to say about jumping off the last second?
Oh, it works.
Oh, no. I was remembering that Clark, we used to talk about planes having a giant parachute.
Yeah.
Why is it? Why can't that work?
Well, if you remember, I think it was a Cirrus was the kind of plane that had the parachute, and he'd always laugh about it because he thought it was just ridiculous that the plane.
Well, he wanted to be the pilot and bring it in. He wanted the challenge.
Well, he said, you know, that plane sucks if it has to have a parachute. In other words, they're expecting something to go wrong. So he's like, that's why they put a parachute on there, because that plane's a piece of garbage.
Wasn't the problem the cost?
I don't know. I'm just going by what Plain Man said.
You know, outrageously strong parachute. It would have to be the size of a mushroom cloud.
This is starting to come back to me. Remember the pitcher for the Yankees that crashed?
Norman Munson.
No. More recently, I was well after 9/11, and I think he crashed in Manhattan and died.
Oh, wow.
But I think he had that plane.
Was he a current player?
And I remember Clark going, see, the parachute doesn't do anything. does this ring a bell for you, Brandon, at all?
Yankee pitcher. No. I got to look that up.
And I want to see he was in a Cirrus.
That's so funny. No, Clark would be naturally be against the idea.
Corey Lytle.
Wow. Did he die? And he died?
Yeah, he crashed into a high-rise apartment building in New York City.
Oh, man. Was he killing anybody in the apartment, too?
This is in 2006. Well, he was going to Teterboro to meet somebody.
To drop
off tickets. He was in a Cirrus SR20.
How funny is that?
Stupid.
I mean, we can't bring him back.
No, I know. The SR-20 was the first production general aviation aircraft equipped with a parachute to lower the airplane to safety.
Well, then what happened to the parachute?
After a loss of control structural... Well, it didn't help Corey Lytle.
Did he pull it, though?
Well, I don't know.
Pull the ripcord?
Yes, for the sake of my argument.
Right, the radar lost contact when he reached the 59th Street Bridge. So you'd expect the plane started to descend. We have no idea how it ended up on 72nd Street. Except a parachute. 12 minutes after the plane left the Teterboro, I hope he had his tickets, New York Fire Department was notified of the crash. The plane smacked the 39th and 40th floors of the Bel Air condominium building. So, wait, how do we know he wasn't just killing himself? Remember, you know, when that plane flew into the Trade Center, Clark's like, no way you hit that Trade Center unless you're trying to.
The aircraft's ballistic recovery systems, emergency parachute designed to bring the small plane down safely from altitudes above 500 feet, was not deployed.
Well, how do we know he wasn't trying to kill himself?
You know what? I'm starting to think he was trying to kill himself because they said it circled the Statue of Liberty before flying north up the East River.
He says, I saw a plane! This witness says, I saw an airplane banking very, very steeply. That's just like the 9/11 planes. They had banked.
The NTSB determined
that's very odd for a light plane like that.
The pilot's inadequate planning, judgment, and airmanship and performance of a 180-degree turn maneuver inside the limited turning space caused the crash. So was he just hot-dogging it around Manhattan?
Could have been. Pitchers like to do that, like Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, they were kind of suggesting that Roy Halladay may have committed suicide, too. But I think he was just high as shit.
Yeah.
He was high.
And he was hot-dogging it, and it's sad.
God, that story was so strange, because it's like you could almost feel in some of these players' cases, like, I know what that guy's like. He's just a balls out guy who practices, lifts weights, works his ass off all the time. He's incredibly focused. Now he's a pilot. He'll be a great pilot, just like he's a great pitcher. He hits every corner. You know just what to do. And it turns out he's a big fucking hot dog maniac.
Yeah.
And people were saying, oh my God, that guy with a new plane is crazy. He's driving people on that body of water nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's why there's so much video of it.
Wow.
This plane used to crash all the time. See, Plane Man, I hope he knows that I did pay attention when he talked about planes for at least the first hour.
I'm blown away.
The other 5 hours he kept talking about, I might have spaced out. But at least I remember some of the stuff he would say.
Okay, I'm Googling Corey Lytle suicide just to see if anybody bit on that.
Yeah, well, you know, the NTSB, they love to lie. It really sounds like he was hot dogging.
The suicide question, R.E. Corey Lytle?
No. I guess high winds was a problem, too.
Surprisingly, uncovering Corey Lytle's death has avoided the psychological question. Was depression or suicide feeling a factor in the crash? Let's go to the videotape. In his last four appearances in the public eye, just 4 days before his death, Sunday, October 7th.
What was this from?
Let's follow this.
Is this from 2006, 3 days after the crash?
No, this is before the crash. These are his last four appearances.
No, but I mean the conspiracy theory.
Corey Lytle came into the Yankees' most important game of the season in the third inning. The Yankees were losing the game 4-0. Lytle closed the door in the third and fourth, but couldn't get it out in the fifth. He gave up three runs. When he was lifted, the Yankees were down 7-0. Jarrett Wright lost the game, but Lytle put it out of reach. Yanks departed the postseason 8-3. I'm blanking on his name, but at least one MLB pitcher screwed up, committed suicide in the offseason. Athletes in other sports, Donnie Moore. Athletes in other sports have too. Why is he blanking out? Why didn't he look it up and fucking type it in? I don't mind Katie Couric oozing. Isn't that ridiculous?
It's so stupid.
I don't mind Katie Couric oozing a widow's sympathy last night when she asked a reporter, and what about his family? But I'd like to hear some other questions. How did Corey Lytle respond to his dramatic failure on Saturday? Did he hold himself responsible for the Yankees' demise? How fit was he to get in behind the controls? It's a pretty good question.
So the answer is, yeah, it was written like a day after the accident.
Pretty. What day did he do? What day is the accident?
October 11th. We're coming up on the anniversary. So
written on October 12th. That's why, that's why I didn't have time to look up Donnie Moore.
Yeah, you know. Wow.
Wait, wrongful death trial. Did he kill people?
Yeah, he killed a lot of people.
What?
21 were injured. 11 firefighters included were injured.
Fuck. Flight instructor Tyler Stranger. He had a flight instructor in a plane?
Yeah, that's why they were showing his hot dog.
How bad a pilot is this guy?
Pretty bad. Well,
maybe they both wanted to commit suicide.
As we know, not a good plane.
What if they both wanted to commit suicide?
Oh, because of their...
So he needed the pilot. Because they were in love? Instructor. No, they both were really depressed.
They couldn't come out of the closet. So
the flight instructor had a lot of money on that game that Corey blew.
Maybe they were in love, and one wanted to break up with her, and he said, if I can't have you, no one
that's
can.
That's possible. He said he'd gone to the Statue of Liberty up the Hudson, down the East River, turned around and came back, said Joanne Basile, who worked for the airplane services company where Lytle kept his plane. He said it was outstanding, beautiful. He told Rapture's that he had taken the same 25-minute flight twice at night and twice in daytime. Ooh, you really have to come with me the next time I go. Basile, maybe she was depressed, and that's why I asked her. Basile's testimony could blow a hole in Cirrus' defense that it was pilot error. Not a steering lockup due to poor design is Lytle and Stranger's family claiming their lawsuit.
Yeah, they sued Cirrus because, as we know, that was not a very good plane.
There was only the two fatalities.
Two deaths, yeah,
though.
Sorry. 21 injured, though.
National Safety Transportation Bureau report said it was pilot error, though Lytle's family's appealing decision, and their lawyers insist the SR-20 was recalled, a point disputed by Cirrus. Corey Lytle was a new pilot. Cirrus's lawyer, Patrick Bradley, told yours he was inexperienced. Yesterday, Bradley, a pilot with near photographic memory, who spent who spent hours effectively cross-examining Lytle's witnesses, questioned Basile for about 15 minutes. Did you tell the NTSB what you told us here yesterday? They didn't ask me, she said. Afterwards, Basile told the Daily News she assumed investigators knew Lytle had experience and didn't realize the significance of her testimony until a member of the Lytle legal team told her. The Lytle legal team. Okay, I have to look at more of the transcript from that trial before I really make a decision.
Well, it looks like the jury threw it out, or it's a judge or a jury. Oh, the jury just rejected it. So they ruled in favor of Cirrus and that terrible plane they manufactured. He hated that plane.
Oh, they have Corey Lytle's last interview? What?
Oh, well, yeah, that guy wants you to watch
before it. His plane crash.
Yeah.
Of course, there's an ad. Wait, let me go back and find that.
How many people really are searching for Corey Lytle's last interview?
Wow, it sounds really compelling.
I think, well, what if he seems really depressed in the interview? Aircraft crashes into New York City building, CBS News, 64,000 views. That's the interview. Let's see. Oh, God, you have to have a full minute commercial. By the way, a lot of music lately has been having two ads in it and ads in the middle.
Of what?
Yeah.
Of a song.
Where?
Or of anything.
Song where?
On YouTube. Not one ad, two ads, and then ads in the middle.
Don't you pay to bypass that?
No. I'm not usually on YouTube.
I think he does.
You do. Slammed into the 20th floor of the building. A 50-story high-rise condominium. Sounds wonderful.
Where's the last interview? I thought this was the last interview. What the fuck is it?
It's clickbait. You got sucked into YouTube clickbait.
Bullshit.
I just want to point out that this Cirrus plane has a much higher fatal accident rate than other planes. So Clark was right about that, too.
Corey Lytle made a series
of errors. I kind of want to go back and listen to everything he's ever said about a plane and see how correct he was. Because I don't think. Okay, I'll say this now because he's not here to pick on, but he was right about a lot of stuff more than we ever gave him credit for, except for TWA 800.
He did like studying these things.
There was no missile that took down that plane, though.
I don't know. I wonder if he won't be, at some point, they won't be apologizing to him.
Well, then I'll apologize first. I'll look in a nice, long, full-length mirror and admit I was wrong.
Hey, I was so excited to see that today this came out. This was important breaking news this morning, that Meghan and Harry are going to spend Christmas with her surrogate father, David Foster. and Catherine McPhee, who went to high school with Megan.
Well, man, aren't those couples perfect for each other? Because no one, I don't think anybody wants to spend time with David Foster. For
no, he's an asshole. And by the way, how did he become her surrogate father? Because it's her friendship with Catherine McPhee, supposedly. So you telling me that this happened in the last couple of years? She suddenly said, "You're so nice and friendly with Catherine. I'm going to make you my surrogate father."
Yeah. Meanwhile,
and then where's Thomas Markle?
Yeah,
what, she can invite him? She said that first it was the story was going to be they're going to have Christmas at David Foster and Catherine McPhee's. And then they said that, oh no, it appears Megan wants to host Christmas in her new home. So you know it's going to be at her house and her mom's going to be there. And nothing,
my daughter dumped me.
Not a word about Thomas Markle. Not a word.
I'm very upset with Megan and Harry right now.
This could be Philip's last Christmas. The Queen's husband, Philip.
Yeah.
Prince Philip could be his last Christmas.
His grandpa. Could be his grandpa's last Christmas.
Was he 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still
he
driving.
Just crashed another car.
Here's two Harry and Meghan stories I think you'll like. Because he has spent so much time in the U.S., he's going to be hit with this massive tax bill. He's not a citizen, obviously, but he could still be just wobble with this. And the crown is freaking out because part of this is that he has to reveal where all this money came from. So they're wondering.
I'm sure Meghan earned it.
Well, the Netflix deal, but you know, a lot of it comes from Prince Charles and trust funds and things that. But he's going to owe a shitload of money.
Oh, and they just had a story last week, I believe, about the royal family's lost so much money because of COVID, because no one's touring Buckingham Palace and all these all these wonderful, you know, landmarks. And so they're putting out a bunch of shit that you can buy.
They always have.
I know, but they're putting out extra shit for people to buy so they can be, you know, holding on to the kind of money they're used to holding on to.
No, I think Prince Andrew has hurt their cachet as well.
Yeah, he's hurt. Wait, Kate Middleton's uncle said Harry and Meghan should shut the fuck up. Couldn't agree with them more.
The quotes in the story are the best.
Nasty language name calling Kate Middleton's uncle unleashed it all on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, dropping the F-bomb and describing them as Muppets. Gary Goldstein unleashed his wrath on the Duke and Duchess of Sussex and ran on LinkedIn, ordering them to shut the fuck up, describing them as Muppets craving attention. The post now deleted, Goldsmith lets loose. With so much stuff going on in the world, still these two Muppets are craving attention. Please shut the fuck up. Bring up your child and stop talking, let alone demanding. Now hush, please. We're kind of busy saving lives in an economy.
Whoa, all right.
Goldsmith stands by his words, claiming the couple didn't give a damn about the royal family, or they would have abdicated the UK for the US after the Megxit mess. We've all had enough of them lecturing us. So, amen.
I think my favorite part about his rant is he posted it on LinkedIn.
Why?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Who posts anything on LinkedIn?
Nobody.
Surprisingly, a lot of people do. Really?
Yeah.
It's turning into its own little social media thing. You know, before it was just for jobs, and now it just, you know, it seems like you're supposed to be posting and doing everything great and sharing.
Isn't that like the 10th place somebody would look for something? LinkedIn?
I've been seeing it quite a bit.
All right.
Sorry. Hey, so, why? Of all people, just get punched randomly walking down a New York City street. Rick Moranis from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Easy target.
This guy not like the movie or something?
I guess not. My favorite part of the story is how upset Chris Evans is. Did you see that?
Yes. What the fuck?
He's described as being outraged, and the only quote they attributed to him is, "Blood is boiling." Is he Rick Moranis' protector?
My blood is boiling!
Captain America, too.
Oh, it's an actor. An actor was punched.
Yeah, right.
Blood. That was just so random. Like, what the hell? And then...
a tiny little dude.
Check this out. Dolly Parton is talking to Playboy about doing a nude spread.
How convenient, just when they're... Aren't they dropping nude photos again?
I don't know.
Nasty.
No, she said if it's tasteful that she will consider doing it. I think she's beautiful. I mean, she's 74. I don't know how great she can look, but I mean, they can make it tasteful enough that she looks hot and we can see her tits.
I like Dolly.
I do too.
Has she ever shown her? She's had to have shown her tits.
No, I don't think so. No, I do not believe so. That's why I want to see him. Just because I haven't seen him and she's been fighting the world to not show him off.
Come on.
And I bet you they're in good shape because she probably gets him, you know. You probably get updated every 5 years.
That's what she looks like standing behind a post. I've told you that joke before when we were kids.
And then Tyga has leaked dick pics now from his OnlyFans.
Yawn.
This is a guy who is a celebrity who can no longer afford the finer things in life, as we learned last week from the clickbait. So he's just trying to afford the finer things in life by doing OnlyFans. That is the final desperation move. And this guy's only like 22, isn't he?
Yeah.
So what's his desperation move after this? What does he do?
He peaked. There's nothing else for him to do.
It's
gay porn.
You get together with a 10-year-old.
Around the time John Lennon peaked in his life, you know, from here on,
John Lennon had a number one record when he was dead.
Exactly.
Because he was
dead. He had a number one record before he was dead. Right before he was dead. His album was number one. The number one single after he was dead.
I can't believe Dolly Parton's never shown those off before.
I don't think so.
There's a lot of fakes online, but you can tell they're fakes. I've done research.
No, I believe you. Believe me, I would not doubt you.
No, I would have looked at it if she had, just because, I don't know. I just think I like Dolly Parton.
Hey, look at this one. You think that's real?
Let me see.
It's so ridiculous. Here, I'll put it up.
Come on.
So Brandon can see it.
Get the hell out of here.
What? That looks totally real.
That's ridiculous.
What? Look at her face. It looks just like Dolly.
Look like bruises.
Why, well, you've never seen her nipples before.
10,000 pictures.
There you go. That looks like her. That's her face.
Ridiculous.
That one looks
absolutely
even more ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Oh, here's her daughter. Okay.
Oh, her daughter's nude?
Oh, there she is. That looks just like her.
Wait, is that her daughter? Seriously?
No, no.
No.
Oh, there she is.
Oh, God.
You want to care to describe what you're looking at?
No.
Hasn't she been married to the same hoagie for like 80 years?
Yes. Carl.
Carl Dean. No one's ever seen him. He's like this recluse.
No. He's just. People used to say she was a lesbo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he was a beard. But I don't know. I don't. Oh, maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. I mean, I don't care.
Well, look, here's evidence for being a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. She's strapping
one on. Could you imagine being a famous woman and all you do is you type your name and then click nude afterwards, and there's so many fakes, so many Photoshops of you just getting blasted. And it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter who you are or what show you do or what.
Nope.
Yeah, but you know what that means?
Entertainment.
That means that if a nude one does come out, they can just claim that it's fake.
Huh? I don't know.
It's somewhat true. Hey, did Tom Brady win Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah. 5 touchdown passes or something?
Yes. He had a great.
Did Gronk have a big game?
You know what? I don't know what Gronk did, but Brady threw a pick 6 pretty early in that game.
I saw that.
Everyone's like, oh, there it goes. He's cooked. And he comes back and throws 5 touchdowns.
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
The Bucks are 3-1.
I want to know what in the fuck is going on at Virginia Tech where they can't go a week without more than 20 people getting COVID on the football team.
I know.
Can't they get with Harbaugh and find out what in the world they're doing?
You would hope.
Jesus Christ. Nobody. We must leave the country. Can they keep stats on that? Because I guarantee you we're
some
leaving
of them
the country.
Do. Yeah, let me see if I can find it. There, it is out there somewhere. But not all schools participate.
They have to have the most. Because they had 2 games canceled, and then the 2 games they played minus 23 players and minus 21 players, and they've been minus 4. What the fuck are the coaches doing?
Two scholarship athletes in the defensive backfield.
I know.
That's incredible.
I know, and they won the game.
Thank God they were playing Duke.
Thank God they have all these transfer. They have so many transfer players, too. They have their quarterback's a transfer guy from Oregon, Burmeister. I don't know why Herndon Hooker doesn't play anymore, because he was healthy. They got this Khalil Herbert, who had 350 yards or something between kickoff returns and rushing and pass receiving.
Name that rolls right off the tongue.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Khalil Herbert. Come on. He was averaging 5 yards a carry for a 7-29 Kansas program in the 3 years he was there. Looked pretty good. He looks like I'm telling you, you're going to hear about this guy. And they got a guy, Rutgers, some running back who's played 3 years at Rutgers transferred. Their whole backfield is transferred.
Everyone's sloppy seconds.
It turned him into first stringers. I mean, isn't the transfer portal getting kind of ridiculous?
It's totally ridiculous. I love it.
And this thing about being able to play when you're a fifth-year senior, like somehow, you really deserve the chance to change schools if you have your degree.
Well, it's all because if you're going to grad school and they don't have your program, it's all part of the mirage of acting like student athletes. But really, you have to go to a school that doesn't have the program you want to go into I don't know.
Wait, that's true, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's 100%.
So you have to. So in other words, every school has some program your school doesn't have, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So you can go wherever you want.
So you can go into veterinary science at.
Well, who's the Lions guard who went to Ohio State for 1 year after being at Rutgers for 4 years? And so after the 4 years, he's like, I graduated. I still want another year so I can get drafted. Who wants me? Debated between Oklahoma and Ohio State.
Well, they had a
pay him, man.
The Hokies had a hardship case last year because this guy's mother was very sick, and it turned out she lived more than 60 miles from the campus. They said, nope. She lived like 65 miles from the campus. They said, nope.
It's so funny looking at the AP top 25 because, yeah, Michigan moved up three spots to number 20, and they're 0-0 right
behind. Ohio State's sixth, and they haven't played.
Right behind Virginia Tech at 2-0. Ohio State, I kind of understand.
Penn State's in the top 10, too, aren't they?
Wisconsin's ahead of LSU.
What number is Wisconsin?
16th.
And they're not playing for like 3 weeks.
How about
what
this?
The fuck?
I think I might have found the most ridiculous one. Oregon is number 12.
Oregon's? Oh, in the Pac-10? Yes. Pac-12?
They played no games.
Well, the people playing are playing pretty badly.
Well, Cincinnati's 3-0. They're number 11.
Oh, they're so not number 11.
Look at that. Luke Fickell decides not to take the state job so he can dominate. He's going to be in the top 10 soon. How hilarious.
Wait, Luke Fickell's going to have a better record at Cincinnati than he had at Ohio State?
Yeah.
Cincinnati's, there's no way they're a number 11 team.
I'm 3-0.
Who they did beat somebody, didn't they? Or did they?
Maybe three teams.
Oh, they've just played.
Nobody cares. They're
still not as good as Penn State, though, who has not beaten anybody.
Well, that'll be interesting.
Who the fuck cares?
So I mean, the funny thing is, like, you could be Ten program, and lose your first game, and the whole season's over because you lost it in the middle at the end of October.
I found the dumbest one. Minnesota has entered the rankings at number 25.
Oh, congratulations.
They haven't played a game, and they entered the rankings.
Wait, they're 25? I thought they'd be higher than that.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Really?
Didn't they have a good team last couple years?
I don't know, but as long as they and Michigan don't lose, that first game of the year will be a top 25 matchup.
Is PJ Fleck still rowing the boat there?
Yes.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Absolutely.
How do you enter?
I don't know why.
How do you enter the top 25 and you haven't even played a game? I don't know why they're even ranking these teams.
So Michigan's ranked 18th. I'm impressed. That's pretty
20th,
good.
20th.
Mm-hmm. That's still pretty good, though. They lost their quarterback, and they lost their next quarterback, supposedly. Is that based on the feeling that Joe Milton is really good?
The Joe Milton thing reminds me a lot of Denard, because remember, coming back, everyone's like, 4CA, 4CA, and I said, I don't know, there's a lot of chatter about Denard.
Who cares?
And then 4CA got really mad on the bench.
He was screaming about transferring every 5 minutes. He was such a baby. I couldn't believe they put up with that.
I don't know.
He was a good quarterback, though. I didn't think he was bad for a backup.
For a backup, sure. Yeah. Well, he won, didn't he?
He won four straight games 1 year, didn't he?
Yeah,
didn't he beat Michigan State in overtime? Or no, he lost to Michigan State in overtime.
Didn't he beat Notre
Dame? What kind of a name is Tate?
Yeah, I think he beat Notre Dame.
Notre Dame on a last second throw to Greg Matthews, maybe?
His name is Robert.
I think he led Michigan Robert back against Michigan State. They were down a couple touchdowns and went crazy in the last 7 minutes or something. Kind of like Stafford tried to do today. Oh, my God. Matty Patty was so pumped when they got that 2-point conversion. He's like, oh, my God, I'm going to out-coach somebody. I'm going to get all the – it's going to be my victory.
Now he has a whole week to prepare for those two great games coming up.
Who do we play next?
I think they're at Atlanta and then at Jacksonville. So if he can't win those two games, fucking fire him, man.
You got him.
I have him backwards.
Next week. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm sorry. Jacksonville, then Atlanta.
I have no expectations for them. I have none. I mean, they might win 7 games or 8 games, but who cares?
No, we're at the point now.
There's two teams that are undefeated in the conference.
Sure, we're at the point now of just waiting for him to be fired.
How many posts do you think you're going to see this week that say, hey, the Lions aren't going to lose this week because we're on bye?
And then they have
to go against Gardner Minshew and the Jaguars, followed by Matt Ryan and the Falcons.
The Proud Boys founder, Gavin McInnes, is Charlie's guest on No BS News. I really enjoyed it. And actually, it was a good show. I didn't get completely through the show because I didn't have time, but the first 40 minutes or so, I thought it was great.
Did you hear Detroit Red?
I did hear Detroit Red. He's funny. He is a one of a kind.
He is such a nice guy, and he is a hard fucking worker, man.
What does he do? What does he do in his real life?
Stand up.
That's all he's doing?
Yeah.
No shit. But there's no stand up to do right
he's
now.
He's really busting his ass working with Charlie here, and Charlie's helping him along. He's just a good.
How's
dude.
He paying his bills?
I don't know. We don't talk about those things.
I thought maybe he needed a GoFundMe.
Maybe.
To launch him.
He needs a sponsor.
No, he did a great job. Yeah, he should have a sponsor.
I think he used
That'd
to
be nice.
I think he used to do a podcast or a radio show.
Oh, no shit.
Pretty sure,
really?
Yeah.
His voice must have been in the South somewhere. Doesn't he have a Southern accent?
No, I think he's born and raised here.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what am I hearing when I hear him?
I don't know.
Is that an urban accent?
I don't hear.
Wait, can you put No BS News on for a second? I'm thinking that am I hearing things? I thought he had a distinct accent of some kind. I'm losing my fucking mind.
Let me see if I can find it.
Yeah, he had a news segment. By the way, I love the news sounder you guys used. That's what I was most
envious
of.
Yeah, you know how long it took me to find that? About 2 minutes before we started.
The old news sounders are great.
I know. Well, I was looking for that.
They're all teletype related.
That specific one. Where the fuck is that? Here we go. Here we go.
If I don't hear an accent, I'm going to freak out.
Well, no, me. I'm not. That's just funny. I didn't think. I don't know. Here he goes. And he wore a suit because he was the correspondent for three days after the election.
Came from the debate. That guy was the focus of the country. Now here without any further delay, here on the No Bullshit News Hour. With expert analysis instantaneously 2.5 days later is our correspondent, comedian, Detroit Red.
Yeah. I love the way he popped up from the bottom there.
I'd like to welcome everybody to the No Bullshit News Hour. Yes, it's me, comedian Detroit Red, here with my analysis of the debate a few days later. And I'm just going to tell y'all like this. That was the most bullshitting-ass debate I ever seen in my life. I swear for God, I sat there for an hour and a half trying to smoke as much pot as I could to possibly understand what the hell was going on. I felt like I was watching.
What accent do you hear?
I don't know what I hear.
Who the hell ate the last bowl of fucking pudding, okay? We still don't know what the hell we're going to do. One couldn't speak up. The other one wouldn't shut the fuck up. Between the whole goddamn hour and a half, by the time it was done, I was ready to go vote for fucking Chris Wallace.
Why really do you think good. That was a Southern accent? That's weird. I don't know.
I'm upset at the audio quality of the YouTube, though. I gotta fix that.
It sounded a bit distorted.
It's overmodulated. I know exactly what the problem is, too.
And can we get Karen some better Wi-Fi or something?
Who's we?
Anybody? Anybody?
Not it.
Can't she use Trudy's equipment?
That's kind of the next step, yeah.
Okay.
But someone else is using it.
Who else is using it?
Someone who has a show on Tuesday. ML might need it.
How about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
Tell you, it's hard to balance all this equipment everywhere.
I don't even have a fucking computer.
What? If these people have no resourcefulness whatsoever?
Yeah, they do. And you're talking to them.
Can't we move the equipment between Tuesday and Friday?
You're talking to them. That's what I'm going to
have to do. It's Red Shovel equipment.
What?
Isn't it Red Shovel equipment?
I'm interested in upgrading my 28.8 kilobaud internet connection to a 1.5 megabit fiber optic T1 line. Will you be able to provide an IP router that's compatible with my token ring Ethernet LAN configuration?
All right, let's get out of here.
Oh, man. This is an exhausting day.
The Lions game, honestly, it took something out of me. It was like, they're up 14-0. I'm like, they're going to kick the Saints' ass. I mean, I didn't really think that, but it seemed like it was possible.
Well,
and then the Saints score 5 straight touchdowns? What?
I know. And as Brandon pointed out earlier, the fact that they just didn't have, you know, their best receiver, probably one of the best receivers in the league, if not the best.
It was driving.
And their tight end.
Breeze played very well. Breeze is averaging 4.5 yards an attempt. People are like saying, he's done. He is so done, he can't throw the ball down the field. And he gets well against the Lions, of course.
Hey, all this sports talk reminds me, 97.1 has a new morning show host.
Oh, John Jansen.
Yeah.
So that'll help the cult in terms of coverage, right?
We don't need any help.
Well, you get it whether you need it or not.
We already have Karsh over
the
there.
Blue wall of silence.
What else do we need? We have Karsh over there.
They also renamed their studio.
They did. That was very classy.
Jamie Samuelson Studio.
Some people are wondering how much that sponsorship cost.
Did they charge the family for that? That'd be really rude. Kidding.
Did you read the article? Did you read the interview with Jansen about the new gig?
Yeah.
Did anything annoy you about it?
Let's see. Well, they revealed that he makes $85,000 working for the University of Michigan.
Oh, they did? Wow, public university. Can look
doesn't,
any of that
doesn't
stuff
he
up.
He just do like 12 games, like 5 minutes at halftime?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad he got so much money to throw around over there.
Not to the players. No, I was annoyed at how excited he is because he wakes up at 4 o'clock anyway.
Oh, yeah, that was annoying. I agree.
Well, that'll get old Jansen. They'll drop and give me 20.
How does anyone like getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Well, John, you're the guy.
Like
That's all
John.
I can say.
Yeah.
You're the man. All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
No, I'm still sleeping.